Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, attorney at law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
AM760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A deadly summer in Iraq.
The bloodiest 2 months since the war began.
Atlantis touches down.
We'll stop. Welcome back.
More pain for nightclub fire survivors.
It is an outrage, and I am furious.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Another small step. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki accepting security responsibility from Italian forces in the southern province of Dhekar. It's the second of 16 provinces where Iraqi troops have now taken over. They are largely quiet areas, unlike much of the rest of the country where the body count has been alarming. Here's CBS's Pete Gow in Baghdad.
The civilian death toll in Iraq for July and August rose to a staggering 6,599, according to a recent United Nations human rights report. The report also noted that many of the victims had been bound, tortured, and executed, the gruesome hallmarks of sectarian death squads that continue to plague the country's capital.
Well, how would Americans view the U.S. pulling out of Iraq? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, Nick, you know, President Bush and his allies have been warning that leaving Iraq would spell disaster. But a new CBS News New York Times poll shows more than half the American public believes withdrawing now would not mean defeat. The poll also found the president's job approval rating unchanged at 37%.
And Peter, as badly as Mr. Bush is faring, the view of Congress is worse?
Yes, there's bad news here for incumbents. Only 42% of registered voters say their congressman deserves re-election. 47% want a change. Half of those surveyed plan to vote Democratic, while 35% say they'll go Republican in the November congressional elections. Nick?
Well, it is a popular election year issue, and it has support from both sides of the aisle. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more on a measure aimed at helping Americans with a high cost of prescription drugs.
A clear bipartisan majority in the House and the Senate wants Americans to be able to go to Canada and fill their prescriptions cheaper. And language to let them do that is in a bill funding the Department of Homeland Security, which has been on a tear lately, confiscating prescription drugs from senior citizens crossing the border. The White House, backed by lobbyists from the pharmaceutical industry, wants that language out.
11 people in 3 states and the country of Belize have been indicted in connection with an online scam. U.S. Attorney David Namias outlined specifics in Atlanta.
Consumers thought they were getting legitimate and safe prescription drugs over the internet from Canada at a reduced price, when in fact they were receiving adulterated fake drugs that were crudely made in an unsanitary house in Belize.
Well, after a day's delay, Shuttle Atlantis came swooping out of the pre-dawn sky this morning at the Kennedy Space Center.
Touchdown.
I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center. Atlantis landed here right on time.
Nice to be back, and it's a great team effort, so I think assembly's off to a good start.
Commander Brent Jett at the end of a vital space station assembly flight. On the ground, darkness kept the shuttle invisible until just before touchdown. The International Space Station astronauts watched its fiery reentry from high above.
So a very bright, steady dot of the orbiter with a very bright glow of the contrail behind.
The crew left its ship about an hour ago, and shortly they'll walk around to see just how well it fared after that long ride home. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
It was a night in hell more than 3 years ago.
People are running out on fire. It's pretty probably the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
The station nightclub in Warwick, Rhode Island, an inferno touched off by the pyrotechnics used by the band Great White. 100 people were killed. Now the owners are being allowed to plead no contest. One faces a 4-year prison term, the other no time. For Linda Fisher, who survived the blaze, it's impossible to believe.
Unbelievable. We've waited 3.5 years for a trial, and they just get away with it.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update.
We are in mourning. This is an extremely difficult time for the department. We ask for your patience and understanding.
An Aurora police officer is dead and a suspect in custody this morning. 24-year-old police veteran Detective Mike Thomas was shot in his side while sitting in his private car at the intersection of Montview and Peoria around noon yesterday. Thomas died about a half hour later at a local hospital. Police Chief Daniel Oates says the suspect was arrested at the scene by an officer with the assistance of 2 correctional officers and several citizens.
The suspect's name is Brian Allen Washington. age 27. He has a significant criminal history.
Chief Oates says Washington was wanted for questioning by Denver police in a shooting Monday near 33rd and Pontiac. Washington will appear in court today. Funeral arrangements are pending for Detective Thomas, who received over a dozen awards from the department during his career. He apparently had been assigned to training for the day when he was shot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. The weather and road conditions, obviously a factor. We already have our first wreck, Boulder Turnpike. Westbound Highway 36 just east of Wadsworth has the left lanes blocked by emergency. Both directions, multi-cars involved in this. It's already backing up. I-70, no problems in the city, but snowfall is affecting the drive at the Vail Pass and the Eisenhower Tunnel and other areas of the high country. Security wait time at DIA, about 5 minutes today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. 4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High today, 63. Rain out there. And it was raining this morning when we came in, and it's supposed to rain throughout the day. So, take appropriate measures. Umbrella, jacket. Wasn't terribly cold out, but it was rainy. It's damp out there. Okay. 303-713-7600. Got a lot to talk about this morning. Seems like I say that every morning. But there's a lot to talk about. At 8 o'clock, you definitely want to be here. We're going to discuss what's going on with voting machines here in the state of Colorado. We're going to get into this with John Gideon. John Gideon is the executive director of Voters Unite and information manager for Vote Trust USA. We've had him on before. He's a disabled Vietnam vet and a retired federal employee. And he got attracted to this and has been learning about the work, the workings and the issues related to voting reform and voting integrity, and as I have said virtually every morning since it happened, that the Democratic Party is urging everybody, and once again, I tailor this to anybody, Republican, independent, progressive, vote absentee because we can't trust the machines. And we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock with John Gideon. And the state is going to court. There's a court fight over these machines, and we'll get into all of that after 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, usually we have open phones, but for the first 20 minutes or so, maybe the first 30 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in Aurora with the police and fire departments. I have no idea what is wrong with Aurora. Because what they're talking about doing is they've got ballot initiatives on the ballot there in Aurora to strip the firefighters and the police of their civil service protection. Now, these are first responders, and they just don't deserve to be treated that way. And I'll tell you what's going on in the Aurora Police Department, from what I hear, is that it's in such disarray, and now they have this tragic shooting of this automobile detective. But it's in such disarray, and the morale is so low, that a lot of Aurora police officers are trying to get on here in Denver. So we'll talk about this reversal that is being perpetrated on labor, which is firefighters and police officers, which are our first responders, who in this country, specifically after 9/11, we're supposed to love, we depend on them. I mean, if you hate a police officer, who are you going to call next time you're in trouble? And I got a lot of friends that are cops. And firefighters, what they do is obvious. So we're going to talk about that after 9 o'clock. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's about a little over 45 minutes from now, we're going to get into this dragging death and the fact that the guy who did it is an illegal immigrant. And as one unnamed talk show host said to me yesterday, well, this is going to spice things up. And it was a right-wing talk show host. My position on this is, who cares if he's an illegal immigrant or not? It's domestic violence, and domestic violence goes on in this state every single day. And once again, you talk to any police officer, they'll tell you. So we'll get into that. But you know what I want to talk about now, and this will be the only chance maybe that we'll have to talk about it. Hugo Chavez yesterday at the UN. President of Venezuela. If you missed what he said, if you didn't hear it on the news, let me give you a little sample of what Hugo Chavez said as he addressed the UN General Assembly.
And the devil came here yesterday. Yesterday, the devil came here. Right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here,
huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
That's Hugo Chavez at the UN yesterday. Yeah, he also had more to say. Here's we're going to play just a little bit more, and then I want to ask you a question about this. But here's what else Hugo Chavez had to say.
Un psiquiatra no estaría de más.
I think we could call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States.
Como vocero del imperialismo vino a dar
as the spokesman of imperialism,
recetas.
He came to share his nostrums
para tratar de mantener el actual esquema de dominación,
preserve the current pattern of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the world.
You know, that sounds like, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like Radio Havana, Cuba when I was a kid. That's what it sounds like. All right. You know, I'm tempted to ask you the easy question here at 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 in the morning. Do you agree with Hugo Chavez or not? You know, my feeling on it is he may have very, very legitimate points to raise about U.S. foreign policy. But other than getting a laugh at the UN General Assembly, people are going to discount his point because of his language. They're basically going to turn him off because he comes across as being irrational and a crackpot. So what he does is self-defeating. On the other hand, maybe what he does helps George W. Bush. Okay, think about this. It will cause some people in this country to rally around the president and say, wait a minute, you know what? This guy can't talk about the leader of my country this way. Now, I'm not sure what the question is here to ask. You know, maybe I'm just going to open the phones here at 303-713-7600, and you can comment on what Hugo Chavez had to say. Here's what Bill Clinton, former president of the United States, here's what Bill Clinton had to say about Hugo Chavez's speech at the UN.
Obviously, I think he made a mistake to do it. I wish he hadn't done it. You know, he's not hurting us. He's just hurting himself and his country.
All right, you agree with that or disagree with it? And your feelings about what Hugo Chavez said about George W. Bush? And you know what? I think you know that I disagree with George W. Bush. I don't agree with his policies. I think he's wrong. I think the people around him are wrong. You know, I don't think that we can get on the air every single day and harp about how wrong he is. I mean, he's almost gotten to the point now where, I mean, everybody realizes that he doesn't know what he's doing, particularly when it comes to Iraq. He is up a little bit in the USA Today Gallup poll. But, you know what? He just discredits himself, Hugo Chavez does, in my opinion. I don't know, maybe you agree with him. Maybe you think that that he's right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Your reaction to Hugo Chavez's comments, the president of Venezuela. By the way, we buy oil from Venezuela. I think they're our third largest supplier of oil. And we pay $5 over the market price for it. And, you know, that makes me think, man, maybe we should knock off that $5. All right, three lines. And, you know, you can also say that Bush has nobody to blame but himself because we have no coherent energy policy in this country. 303.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice,
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRouse. I have engineered a proven system for real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokes owl for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And the devil came here yesterday. Yesterday, the devil came here. Right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
President Hugo Chavez at the UN, 623, 23 minutes after 6, one line open at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Oh, very clever, John, running with the devil. Very good. I agree with Bill Clinton. I think he hurts himself. I think he hurts his country. And you know what else? He may help. George W. Bush in the long run. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, what is up with this phone? Man, you know what? I'm telling you. We should be doing this thing out of a bus station. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? I got a simple question. How much different are, you know, Chavez's comments to George Bush's calling other countries the axis of evil? I mean, in the same category, how much different are the two comments?
Well, I think both comments are wrong. You know what? I think Bush getting up there and making the Axis of Evil speech, which David Frum wrote, who is, you know, we were talking about him yesterday, who is a right-wing ideologue with the Wall Street Journal, don't think it gets anybody any place. Doesn't, you know, all it does is antagonize people, and it doesn't help solve any of the problems.
Well, I just hope people think about that because, you know, when, maybe when the shoe is on the other foot, they think about, a little bit more about, you know, how other countries take our actions and that we should articulate our issues with other countries, not just name call, and which seems to be kind of George Bush's M.O., but then he gets all mad when, you know, someone else dares to do the same thing to him.
Well, I hate to say this. You know what? Look, there are parts of the left. There are parts of the left, the very extreme left, and we have some of those people listening to this radio station. They love that. You know, they love to call names, but it doesn't do any good, and it doesn't sell their point. And in the same respect, I have the same feeling about the right wing. You know that if you listen to the other two radio stations, or actually three radio stations here in town, I mean, that's their whole modus operandi, is to do that. And do you really think it sells their point? I mean, yeah, maybe some knuckle draggers or, you know, people who are, I don't know, maybe it sells with some people. But to me, you know what, it doesn't sell. Does it sell to you?
Absolutely not. I want a president that articulates our, you know, foreign policy, how we view the world. And I've seen too many times Bush just resort to these black and white tactics of, you know, you're either with us or against us and all this stuff where, you know, he can't articulate why we feel the way we do toward these countries because of, you know, oil and, you know, nuclear, you know, whatever. And instead it goes to, you know, axis of evil. I mean, and then when the shoe is on the other foot, we see everyone's all, uh-oh, you know, they're all up in arms. But, you know, I think a little bit of introspection could go a long way.
I agree 100%. I think you bring up a really valid point. Thanks, Marshall. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, he's right. What's the difference? Let's go to Alan in Centennial. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Not only do I agree with your previous caller, but I've actually read the speech by Chavez that he gave, and his speech was terrific. He said a lot of good things. He didn't attack the American people. He only, you know, the line about Bush being the devil was just one, you know, moment in the whole entire speech. He talked about our government's action towards his government, where we tried to overthrow his government. He talked about what
Let me ask you something. Where's the proof in that? I mean, that was investigated by Congress, and they could come up with nothing. I mean, if he wants to allege that, and it very well may be true, then, you know something, he's got to lay something more out than just getting up and saying it. Because anybody can stand up any place and say anything. And George W. Bush does it frequently.
All right, I won't argue with you about the proof of that, but, you know, we've done it in other Latin American countries, so it wouldn't come as a shock to me if we tried to do it in Venezuela as well. But the fact is, if you compare the two speeches, one that Bush gave and the one that Chavez gave, even if you don't agree with the points that were made, Chavez's speech was so much better, you know, so much more articulate, so much more, you know, of explaining goals for the UN and for the peoples of the world, whereas Bush just gave the same tired old stuff in a very unarticulate way. And I think the media of our country, because all you hear of this speech in the mainstream media are the same lines about the devil over and over again, is completely in complicity in forming this negative opinion of Chavez.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with that. Look, you know what? If you want to find out what he said, if you want to hear more about what he said, if you want to see what he said, people can do the exact same thing that you did, which was go look it up. That's number one. Number two, you get up and make spectacular statements like that, particularly in that kind of setting, and it's exactly what I said in the beginning and what Bill Clinton said, and Bill Clinton is also right, that it obscures your message, that it smears your message, and that people don't get what you're trying to say. People don't bother to look any farther because what they end up doing is they end up just closing their heads to what you're trying to, the point you're trying to put across. thing is, if he had said all of that and had left out the theatrics, then he would have a better chance of having somebody sitting in Loveland, Colorado, or in Grand Junction of absorbing what he says, rather than people just focusing in on the insults.
I disagree with that also, Jay, because first of all, he said that in about the third paragraph of the speech, and it was definitely just showmanship. It wasn't like, he was standing up there seriously saying that Bush was the devil. The second point is that if he hadn't said that, nobody in this country would even have known that he gave a speech at the U.N.
Oh, I disagree with that, too. I mean, people know that Ahmadinejad did it, and he didn't call Bush any names. And you know something? I'll tell you something. Let me ask you this. What's the difference between what – and Marshall brings up a really great point. What's the difference between what Chavez did and what Bush does when he uses terms like axis of evil, or when they call, when they name call? What would be the difference between the two? Because you have to agree with one and disagree with the other?
I am not saying that the name calling was a good thing.
Well,
I'm saying that we in our country, in our mainstream media in particular, take it totally out of context.
But that always happens, and it not only happens here, but it also happens across the globe, that stuff. Go look at other websites. I mean, go look at other newspapers. It's the same thing all over the place, including in Latin America. Fact is, you know what? He obscures his message by doing it. But you know what? We disagree, but that's cool, because that's what it's all about. Hey, thanks, Alan. Have a good morning.
You too, Jay.
Okay, take care. It's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. And I know that a lot of people who listen to this radio station are predisposed to feel that that's their sentiment about Bush, that he is the devil and that he's terrible. But I maintain, I'm with Bill Clinton, I maintain that Chavez, what Chavez does is he just obscures his message. 303-713-7600, three lines open. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Now I think we have Gina Michaels.
Good morning, Jay.
I thought you changed your sex and your name there for a second.
I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. That's all right. Now you can redeem yourself by telling us that the traffic's good.
It's not. Sorry.
Okay, well, so much for that idea.
Okay. We have actually gridlock along the Boulder Turnpike this morning right between Sheridan and Broomfield. We had a multi-car crash. Westbound lane just east of Wadsworth. So they've blocked a lane on that side, and then they've also blocked a lane eastbound for rescue. So no better ride for you really out of Boulder at all. You need to move right to get around this. You need to be prepared for the holding pattern in both directions. Consider the road conditions, though, we have no other wrecks or major delays on I-70 or I-25. We do have the normal congestion right now southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton North Glen. Weather today, morning.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 divided by 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
Jim Monroe, Marilyn's illegitimate brother, all of them are good people. Just poker face Jason, all of them, on and on and on. They're good people. They work very, very hard. They're family-owned and operated, been there since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you know what? Service is their number one thing. Check them out on the Internet at Rocky's Autos. Put an S in there, autos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Or just browse the inventory. But the best thing is to get out there and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Un psiquiatra... No estaría de más.
I think we could call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States.
Como vocero del imperialismo vino a dar
as the spokesman of imperialism,
recetas.
He came to share his nostrums
para tratar de mantener el actual esquema de dominación,
preserve the current pattern of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the world.
And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm
24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 63, rain. So not only is the driving going to be slow, but also you're going to get wet. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hugo Chavez's speech, do you agree with Bill Clinton and myself that poor choice of words and obscures his message, which I think all of us have trouble with United States foreign policy, and many of us have had trouble with it for years. But as Bill Clinton points out, it only hurts him and his country. Or do you think that what he said was right? You know what? I think there are better ways to put it, and I don't think that engaging in that kind of theatrics, either if it's on the right, which goes on, Lord, all the time, or... if it's on the left, it's, you know what, it's not a good thing. Let's go to Van the Man in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Van.
So, disagree with both you and Bill Clinton.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, first thing off, I think we're both you and Bill are making a mistake in terms of who the audience was. I don't think he was talking to the U.S. I think he was talking to the rest of the world. You know, and when you look at his speech, I think that's pretty clear, you know, what he was doing. I don't think he really cared how we reacted to the speech.
Well, he pointed us out. He said to our brothers and sisters in the United States. So
Right, but, and the other thing is did you catch the reaction of the crowd? They cracked up. You had a bunch of diplomats sitting in the United Nations, sterile atmospheres. And he managed to get a good laugh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that to me
says he was speaking to his audience, which was the rest of the world. He was talking about moving the United Nations. I mean, if you read the rest of the speech that he gave, he was essentially saying, look, it's time for us to stand up to the United States because the people of the United States have been duped. You know, we've got the devil leading the United States, who's a megalomaniac, and he got a great response from the world. Sure, fell on deaf ears. It was kind of like Stephen Colbert's bit in front of the correspondents' dinner. His audience was the American public. It wasn't the people in the room. This particular, you got to think about who the audience for Chavez's speech. He's wildly popular and is considered to be a leader in Central and South America. He may not, you know, carry that type of, you know, weight here in the United States, but I think that's partly because we've demonized him. And I got to give my kids some more raspberries.
Why? You stop giving? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a little boy.
You stop giving him raspberries?
No. Well, you see, you got to keep his face stuffed with raspberries, and then I can talk to you.
Oh, okay. I see. We'll give him some more raspberries. And it's okay if he screams. I don't care.
No, but
All right. You know what? The only thing I have to say about that is that because those people in the room laughed and you know cracked up, doesn't make him any more right than if he had. I mean, to me, that's, you know, no indication. All that is an indication of how unpopular we are in the world, and that's a troubling problem that this president and that the rubber stamp Congress refuses to deal with, and that we live in this kind of isolated bubble in which we feel like, and I've mentioned this, you know I've mentioned this, that we feel like that, you know what, nobody else in the world matters but us, and I've questioned many times about whether the average person in this country actually has any feelings or ever thinks that, for instance, people, and I'm not even talking about the Middle East, I'm talking about Europe. The people in Europe, for instance, don't like us or don't respect us. I mean, we're at an all-time low. There's no question. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Right.
I just think that there were better ways for him to put that, and that I think that if he wants to get his point across to both supporters and also to foes, because there are our allies and there are other people
Jake,
in Europe.
Come on, let's get real, though.
Hold it. Let me finish.
Okay.
You know what? There are better ways to do it. And whether it's, you know what? And as Marshall says, and Marshall's right, it's no better than when the right does it. It's no better.
Yeah.
It falls short.
Well, no, I think when you look at the whole body of his speech, he, you know, what the American press is covering is the throwaway lines, the stuff that was kind of intended to be funny, okay? And he got laughs off of it. People listened to his whole speech. They were murmuring when there should have been murmuring. And, you know, he killed it in the U.N. When you compare that to the response that Bush got, it's night and day. And I think that it speaks to, you know, one, where Chavez is in the whole process. The guy's got it together. And the fact is that for the majority of Americans, he's a communist. You know, and right now he's treating us a lot like a drug dealer treats a crack whore. He's making fun of us. He's calling us names. What are we going to do? You know, tap the vein and order up a couple more billion barrels more.
Well, I think the outstanding point on that is, and I think we would agree on this, I mean, we need an energy policy and don't have one. And there's nobody's fault. That's nobody's fault. But essentially the governments and essentially the leadership, and that's why we definitely need a change here to get something going. Van, thanks, man, and serve up those raspberries.
You got it.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Later.
Let's go to Steve at Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Jay?
Hi, Steve.
I'm a conservative, and you know what? I got to tell you, you are somebody on the left that I wish there was more of, because I disagree with you most of the time. But you know what? I could actually sit down and talk to you about issues. I think those of you on the left that think that what Chavez did was great, I don't know what to tell you other than you are going to shoot yourselves in the foot, because there are Americans who don't like George Bush do not appreciate when some thug like him comes into this country and starts calling Bush the devil. The fact of the matter is we can disagree on politics all we want, but there is no American administration, whether it's George Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter. There is no American administration that's led by the devil or Nazis or any of this other crap that goes on out there. And when guys like Chavez come in here, you know, for all of you guys that think that Chavez, what he said was great, why don't you look and see what would happen if somebody in his own country were to say that about him?
Well, you'd get beat up.
Oh, absolutely you would. So this guy is nothing but a two-bit thug that came up here, which he came up here after he had his little meeting with, I believe, Kim Il-jung, Castro, Ahmadinejad a couple of weeks ago down in Cuba. I mean, this guy, people need to think for a minute about what they're agreeing with here. You can dislike George Bush all you want, but for God's sakes, are you willing to get in bed with anybody as long as they will trash Bush?
Yeah, I think that's a totally legitimate point. You know what? I'm careful about who I pick as a bedfellow, and I don't choose him. And I think that what you do say in front of the UN General Assembly does matter.
Absolutely.
It is heard around the world, and it is heard all over the United States because it does dominate the news. And you know what? For the average person, they're just going to be turned off by this, and they're not going to bother, even though they could do it, they're not going to bother to go look at the rest of his speech. They're not going to bother to weigh the points that he's trying to make, and some of them were valid and just, but when you cloak them in that kind of rhetoric, no, man, you know what? You're going to the average person in this country, and you're flipping them the bone,
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, Jay, it's something that myself as a conservative and a lot of us have realized. The Republicans on several key issues that the base is interested in have screwed the pooch this year and done everything they can to hand these midterm elections to the Democrats. And I'm telling you, especially this issue right here, if the Democrats out there get in line with Chavez, they will screw themselves in November, because the moderates that are ready for a change are not ready for a change at the expense of laughing and going along with a guy like Chavez who goes to the UN and starts calling the president the devil.
Yep, I agree. But you know what? I don't think that the mainstream Democrats, I don't think the mainstream independents, I don't think the moderates, I don't think that those people who go to the polls would agree on a large scale. I think we have a segment of the audience of this radio station who does agree with that, and that's fine. That's your opinion. But you know what? I side with Bill Clinton. Steve, thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe I'm a duck out of water at this point on this radio station, but I think that Chavez is definitely wrong. All right.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today, or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and then I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life.
Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
I've been a serious shopper for a long time.
I tend to buy big ticket stuff there, like washers and dryers and TVs.
I go where I know I'm going to get the biggest bang for my buck.
That's how I got to Premier Car.
You get extra deals, extra percentage off all your purchases.
I love getting a good deal. It makes me feel good.
If you're a card-carrying Sears shopper, you're in luck. Right now, get an extra 10% off everything in the store, even stuff on sale when you use your Sears card. The credit event, only at Sears.
Ooh, I've had a Sears card since 1967. Of course, I don't look that old.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 9/26/06.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer. Because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Obviously, I think he made a mistake to do it. Wish he hadn't done it. You know, he's not hurting us. He's just hurting himself and his country.
Ex-former President Bill Clinton talking about Hugo Chavez yesterday at the U.N. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 63. Rain out there. 303-713-7600. Did Hugo Chavez, did he hurt or help George W. Bush? Did he hurt or help his own message? I think he hurt his own message. And to me, you know, I don't care whether you're on the right or the left. I don't care where you are. Engaging that kind of stuff is counterproductive, doesn't work, and fails to present your argument. And most people will just write you off as being a crackpot. Here's Joe in Loveland, who disagrees with me, though. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to say you, the last two callers you had were really impressive. I agree with both of them, actually. I am a conservative. I'm not one of these lockstep conservatives, so when conservatives do something wrong, I'm one of the first ones to speak out about it. I think Hugo, or Chavez, I can't remember his first name.
Hugo. Hugo.
Yeah. I think he got it. He did exactly what he wanted to do. I mean, what are we doing today? All over the world, everybody's talking about his speech. The first thing I just saw on TV when I turned it on was Hugo Chavez calling Bush a devil, you know, and he's getting the media play that he wanted to. You know, now we may not disagree with him, but I guess I think we shoot ourselves in the foot by, you know, George Bush constantly bringing up his religion and politics. I don't agree with that. As conservative, I don't agree with that. You know? He was promoting a book. It went from 16,000 to, 167 on the best-selling list now. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there listening to him. And I don't think he was talking specifically to the people in the United States, like the last caller was talking. I think he was talking to the people in the world who are more and more becoming, you know, more unified against the United States.
Well, the only response I can give to you on that is, yeah, he may grab a lot of headlines, and we're sitting here on the radio talking about it, which is what we do. But in the end, I would be willing to bet you that a lot of people really don't know what it is that he said, because they don't look beyond that, and that the people that he needs to convince, and the people that he needs to talk to, and the people he needs to reach, are not only us, the people in the United States, but he also needs to reach people in countries that are traditionally allies of ours. And I don't think that engaging that kind of theatrics with Noam Chomsky's book, which, by the way, I've read, and, you know, making the sign of the cross and doing all of that stuff and calling George Bush the devil and doing, you know what, I don't think it scores. I really don't think it scores, and I think he is just dismissed as today's crackpot, and tomorrow there'll be no discussion about anything that he brought up. There'll be no discussion about any of the points he made. You know, it's like Ahmadinejad, who sits there and talks about justice and facts and gets into all of that, yet not one correspondent, not one person that has interviewed him has has ever said to him, well, wait a minute, you want to talk about liberties, you want to talk about facts? What about you closing down the opposition press? What's that? How's that liberty and justice? Nobody brings that up, but people know that's going on still, and you know what? They dismiss him, too. He gets dismissed, too. So if he has valid points, you know what? People are just not going to shop it. They're not going to buy it.
Well, I agree with you. You know, and there's a lot of faults to go around on everybody's part. But what I'm saying is that he accomplished what he was accomplishing. I think more with him doing that was more he was poking fun at George Bush because, you know, the Republican Party constantly bringing up, you know, religion. And like I said, you know, I have my own beliefs and my own faith. I never try to push that on anybody else. I believe that's a personal choice and decision on my part. And my family and I, we practice what we believe pretty much. We try to, you know, amongst other people that believe the way we do. But, you know, I don't try to push my beliefs on anybody else, okay? But I think, and what allies do we have in the world? What allies really do
well,
we have?
We've got allies throughout Europe. We've got some in Latin America.
And you don't think these allies are in the background laughing and chuckling and slapping each other on the back?
I think
that was pretty damn good. You know, we may not agree with him. You know, in front of the cameras, we might say, well, you know, we don't agree with that. It was the proper place to do that. But in the background, they're slapping each other on the back and saying, well, you know, that was funnier than hell, and this guy's got some cojones, you know?
I think they're realistic about it.
I think we are causing ourselves more problems, and this is what's coming out of it. I mean, when people go to the UN and should be up there discussing, you know, important things that are going on in the world, we have a guy up there poking fun at his U.S. leader and, you know, making him look like a fool.
You know what? There are people in those countries that are allies of ours on other issues. There's a portion of those countries that are going to laugh, but there's also a portion of those countries that are not going to laugh. There are a portion of those countries that are going to dismiss that guy, and most of the leaders will dismiss him because they know what he is and they don't want anything to do with it. And on top of it, they don't want anything to do with the theatrics. And the basic point is, some of the points he raises are very, very valid, but you know what? They'll never get heard. He'll never get a fair audience. And you know what? Anybody that engages in that kind of behavior, most people who are moderate, middle of the road, just dial that stuff out, man. You know what you do? When you do that kind of stuff, what you end up doing is you end up preaching to the choir, and you take people who might be inclined to gravitate to your point of view, and what you do is you just flip them the bird and you just blow them off. Joe,
well,
I gotta go, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Joe. Thanks. All right. Do I have time to get Ann in here real quick? Yeah. All right. Ann, you got about a minute. Go ahead. Ann?
Yeah.
You got about a minute. Hurry.
Okay.
Go. Hurry.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. Hurry.
Hi. Hi.
You have about a minute. Go ahead. Hurry.
Okay. Jay? Hi, this is Ann.
Yeah, Ann, go ahead.
Well, I'm right here, first-time caller. I'm a Unitarian. I have a hard time with using the word devil or evil or anything like that, so I have a hard time. But I want to comment on the fact that I've heard several people on other talk shows calling in and saying, well, Chavez couldn't have gotten away with that in his own country. That's not really true, because in Venezuela, the five major television channels are privately owned.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
They slam him all the time.
That doesn't, you know what, that doesn't mean anything. And he does have a record of pressing opposition parties and harassing them and making sure that they don't have equal access. And thank you. I have to run. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right. Stay dry. All right. Coming up next, they have found the guy who was involved in that gruesome dragging murder. He's an illegal immigrant. Does that make a bit of a difference to you, or is murder wrong, no, regardless of who it is? We'll talk about it coming up.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It was just another day at the spaceport for the Atlantis shuttle crew. Home, safe and sound. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Commander Brent Jett said he wasn't sure what to say after that perfect landing.
It was a pretty tough few days for us. A lot of hard work. A great team effort to get the station assemblies off, restarted on a good note.
Touchdown came right on time, right on the money. The crew's now getting the once-over from doctors, and ground crews are getting ready to move Atlantis to its hangar and prepare it for its next flight in February. As to how the shuttle fared, Launch Director Mike Leinbach has just said it looks even better than Discovery did after its flight in July. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
El Diablo. El propio Diablo está en casa.
Did Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez shoot himself in the foot by calling President Bush the devil? Ex-Bush administration diplomat Richard Haass says the colorful UN speech could boomerang.
It's wildly inappropriate. It's offensive on every level. I think the good news is that even for Chavez, that performance was over the top. It isolates him. It makes people realize just how unserious a person he is.
At New York's Cooper Union last night, Chavez lit into the president again. He got a standing ovation from college professors and union organizers. Overseas, Iraqi troops have taken control of security in a second relatively peaceful southern province. In other parts of the country, fresh attacks killed at least 15. The UN report says Iraqis were dying at the rate of more than 100 a day in July and August. A state health official calls a single bag of tainted spinach the smoking gun in the nationwide E. coli outbreak. CBS's Margie Schaefer has the latest from San Juan Bautista, California.
New Mexico authorities have linked an E. coli strain to an open leftover bag of dull spinach packaged here. But Samantha Cavalluna with Natural Selection Foods says independent scientists have declared their facilities clean.
All along, we have been concerned that the source or this outbreak could be environmental, emanating from the field.
This plant packages spinach from a number of growers under several names. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Juan Bautista, California.
The Missouri woman accused of knifing a new mother and kidnapping her baby is due in court less than 2 hours from now. At the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Ernie Allen says the case shows why parents need to take precautions.
Parents very quickly need to have written down key descriptive information. The birthmark in this case was really the key to bringing little Abby home.
At a press conference due to begin shortly, Walmart's expected to announce a cut-rate prescription program for workers and customers, with prices as low as $4 for generic drugs. Critics have hammered Walmart for not providing adequate health coverage. It could be more evidence of a slowing economy. The government counted 318,000 new unemployment claims last week, 7,000 more than the week before. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
It's a never-ending necessity for more and more office space.
For retail leases they hand you, it's almost a book.
50 pages of legalese.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Calling the realtor should be the first thing you do.
When he got here, I could see he was wearing that realtor pin.
That's the guy to talk to.
Buying or leasing a commercial property? Let someone with expertise and experience be your partner. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Really helped me take my business where I wanted it to go.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
What with Aflac for for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Police mourning the death of highly decorated Aurora Police Detective 24-year veteran Mike Thomas. He was shot in his side while sitting in his personal car around noon yesterday at the intersection of Montview and Peoria. He died about a half hour later at a local hospital.
Detective Thomas received over a dozen awards from this department, from other law enforcement agencies, and from citizens, highlighted by receipt in 1992 of the department's highest award, the Medal of Honor.
Arrested in the shooting, 27-year-old Brian Allen Washington. Chief Daniel Oates says Washington has a significant criminal history and was wanted by Denver PD for questioning in a shooting Monday near 33rd and Pontiac. The chief says they're still seeking witnesses.
If there are any witnesses who saw or heard anything at the corner of Montview Boulevard and Peoria Street, they are urged to call Detective R.J. Wilson at 303-739-6106.
Washington will be in court this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Definitely wet and slow this morning. Conditions are a factor for all the wrecks we have. In the Tech Center, northbound 25 on the approach to C-470 is affected. Southbound side, one messing you up getting into downtown between 38th and Spear. Westbound Boulder Turnpike still held up approaching Wadsworth. And eastbound is slowing past the crash as folks slow to take a look there. Southbound Santa Fe at East Alameda, definitely an intersection to avoid. We had a serious crash involving a semi. And we now have a new one, eastbound I-70 at Quebec. The stop and go extends to Colorado Boulder. Boulevard. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, morning clouds and showers, cool and windy, turning partly cloudy by the afternoon, 66 degrees. Currently, it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license Check Casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rain today, high of 63, and it's raining out there right now, so be careful on the way to work, and also bring an umbrella. Bundle up, because it's going to rain most of the day today, with a high today only of around 63, and summer is not officially over with yet. We still have a couple of more days to go, I believe. Mike Litwin has a column this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, and what he says in there is so right. He's right on a lot of points, but one of the points he brings up is that this gruesome death in Douglas County of this unidentified woman will light up talk radio today. And he's right. And I almost feel like maybe I shouldn't talk about it just because I don't want to be predictable. But the thing that bothers me about this is it's going to fuel the illegal immigration debate again, and it's going to fuel the whole undocumented, whole illegal immigration debate, because the man that they have arrested and that they are going to charge with this crime is an illegal immigrant. Let me read you a little bit from the Rocky Mountain News. Sheriff's deputies have arrested a 36-year-old Glendale man in a dragging death that horrified a rural neighborhood. Douglas County Sheriff deputies said Wednesday they arrested Jose Luis Ruby Nava on suspicion of first-degree murder in connection with the death of a woman whose body was found early Monday in the Surrey Ridge subdivision. CBS 4 News reported that authorities said Ruby Nava confessed to the slaying during an interview Tuesday with a Spanish-speaking interrogator from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. Authorities identified Ruby Nava, a suspected illegal immigrant, from a tattered picture of a man and a woman found near the crime scene. The photo was released late Monday and led to numerous calls that helped identify ultimately lead to the arrest of Ruby Nava. Authorities have not confirmed the identity of the woman in the picture or the victim. However, a close family friend and roommate says he believes the victim is Luz Maria Franco Fierro, a 50-year-old from the southern Mexican state of Guerrero. Cesar Gustav Garcia Flores, 20, who said he's known Fierro most of his life, said he sometimes saw her and Ruby Nava arguing. Flores said he lived with Ruby Nava, Fierro, and another male roommate, that they all lived in a Glendale apartment complex. He said he hit her once, and she kicked him out of the apartment a couple of times. And you know what? This is going to fuel this whole thing. And the thing that gets me about it is number one, murder is wrong no matter who commits it, or is alleged to have committed it, because the guy hasn't had a trial. And domestic violence goes on in this state and across this country on a daily basis every single day. Talk to anybody who's a police officer. They'll tell you that this stuff goes on and that they have to make numerous calls. And that not only are they law enforcement officials, but they also have to be social workers. And they got to be psychiatrists and psychologists. And that they got to go in there and try to mediate these family disturbances. And that the only way that they can take you to jail, you know, is if you have touched or striked your spouse or another person in your family. But now we're going to have like this huge, huge debate, once again, about illegal immigration. And people are going to use this, and they're going to point to all illegal immigrants, and they're going to go, okay, look, see what's going on here? See, these people are at it again. See, they're all no good. And maybe they won't say it just in those exact words, but they'll say it, they'll infer it, they'll, you know, look. They're no good. Meanwhile, what's going to happen? Meanwhile, the same thing is going to be business as usual. Now, yesterday, out at Buckley, 120 illegal workers were arrested at a base housing project. Immigration agents arrested at least 120 undocumented workers who were building houses for Buckley Air Force Base on Wednesday, part of a nationwide crackdown on illegal immigrants who pose a security risk to the nation's critical infrastructure. Come on. What, guys who are building houses? You know, why don't you just come forward and say, okay, you know what, they're here illegally, we found out they're here illegally, and so we busted them. Instead of this BS about that they're a security risk to the nation's critical infrastructure facilities. See, everything you know that the government does, I mean, everything that this administration, everything the government does, it's got to be politically anchored some way or another. Here's my point of bringing all this stuff up. My point of bringing all this stuff up is, you know something? Domestic violence is wrong. Murder is wrong. These things are wrong. And it doesn't make any difference who does it. And does it really make any difference to you one way or the other whether this is an illegal immigrant or not? Does that make any difference to you? Should that change the tenor of the debate? And does this mean that we should tar all undocumented workers, all illegal immigrants, should we tar all 12 million of them in this country with this label? Should we tar all the ones in Colorado with this? Should we point at them and go, oh, I see how you people are. You're here and you make trouble. And we got to get rid of you. I mean, is that a rational situation? Is that a rational debate? We all know that we have trouble with illegal immigration. Everybody knows this from A to Z. You know it. I know it. We all know it. We all know that there are problems. We all know that we got to work these problems out. We all know that they have to be fixed. We all know that we should secure the borders. We all know, I mean, if you saw the paper yesterday or heard the news yesterday, Boeing just got a huge contract to provide electronic equipment to monitor the southern border. Of course, we don't have any discussion about the northern border, but they talk about the southern border. Wolf Blitzer with Bush yesterday in the Situation Room, ask him about the southern borders and about border security. We should have, I've said this, we should have done something about border security after 9/11. But we didn't. This problem, as you know, has been going on for a long, 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 long time. But people want to get mileage out of this whole thing of illegal immigrants, brown people. I mean, they want to get the mileage out of this. I'm sorry, but they do. And this terrible, terrible domestic violence incident, where this guy is alleged to have done this, and then he confessed to it, this has nothing to do with the debate on immigration. It has nothing to do with the illegal or undocumented workers that are in this state, that are in this country. Because the vast majority of them don't act this way. And it's almost as if the media handpicks the murders that they want to cover. Example, JonBenet. There's a real good example. All over that case. But there are kids who are pushed out of windows. There are kids whose parents beat them to death. I mean, there's stuff going on all the time. And unless you look real deep into the newspapers, unless you look real deep into a news website, unless you look real deep into this stuff, you're not going to find it. It just doesn't get covered. So I guarantee you that if you tune over to the right-wing talkers, what they're going to do is they're going to make this guy, this Jose Luis Ruby Nava, they're going to make him the poster child for illegal immigration. They're going to go nuts about it. How do I know this? Because I had one of those talk show hosts say to me yesterday that the story had broke that the guy who did this was an illegal immigrant. Check this out. Was an illegal immigrant. And that, man, it was going to spice things up. And I looked at the person and I said, what difference does it make? Murder is murder, and domestic violence is wrong, and it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Now, I don't spend a lot of time listening to what goes on those other stations. I hear snatches of it now and then in the hallways. And sometimes people will send me email and will bring to my attention things that are said. But I know they're going to climb on this bandwagon. And you know they're going to climb on this bandwagon too. So does it make any difference that this guy was an illegal alien? Does it make any difference that he was here illegally? Or is this yet another chance for cooler heads to prevail, for us to continue to pursue a rational solution to illegal immigration, and perhaps have a discussion about domestic violence? I wonder how many women are out there listening to this show right now. How many of you out there are listening, have been victims of domestic violence? How many of you? I'd really love to hear from you. I'd be real interested to hear what you have to say. I'd be real interested to hear anybody who has been involved in domestic violence. And you know what? If you care about this country and if you care about this state and you care about immigration, I'd also like to illegal immigration. I'd also like to get your feelings about this too. Do you think it matters that this guy was an illegal immigrant? I don't think it matters. And maybe this might be hour number two where most of the people are going to disagree with me, but you know what? I just don't think it matters. I think what matters is the guy is alleged to have committed a crime. If he's found guilty in court, if his confession is accepted, then he should be punished accordingly, and that it's not a reflection on people who are coming here to try to seek jobs and perhaps maybe seek a better life. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. That's 303-713-7600. 718, 18 minutes after 7. This show available on podcast at am760.net. Let's check out traffic now, and it's going to be rough this morning because it's wet. Here's Gina Michaels.
Well, the weather is really making your drive much slower this morning for sure. We also have a number of wreck hotspots. You want to watch out for the latest one, eastbound I-70 at Quebec. We're seeing some rolling backups to Colorado Boulevard. Intersection of Santa Fe and Alameda. We had a semi-T-bone a car there. Your south and eastbound lanes are affected. Still dealing with delays on the Boulder Turnpike westbound near Wadsworth as they clear that multi-car crash. Eastbound folks are still slowing to take a look, so it's a little sluggish on that side. We're also getting some patchy fog around Boulder, so you want to drive safe. Northbound 25 catching back up at 470 from a collision as you head into the tech center, and you may be a little late for work downtown due to a problem southbound 25 between 38th and Spear. Weather today, morning clouds and showers, cool and windy, partly cloudy by the afternoon, 66 degrees for the high. Right now it's 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
You're glad. Glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival. Held at the Colorado Convention Center, this three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
We have taken into custody Jose Luis Rubia Navia, date of birth 5/10/1970.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 63. Rain out there. That's Sheriff Dave Weaver of the Douglas County PD, courtesy of our sister station, KOA. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and doesn't matter that this guy is an illegal or not. Here's Tanya in Thornton, who disagrees with me, or Tanya, I'm sorry, and says that it does matter. Tanya, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
Good morning. I disagree that it does affect immigration because all of the manpower that the police had put on that crime scene, the cost for the labs, the cost for the courts, the cost for all of those people's salaries involved is being spent on somebody that was here illegally, and it really should be spent on our citizens.
Well, you know, my response to that would be if he weren't here, and if he weren't here, I mean, domestic violence is something that we never discuss. basically have no discussion about it at all. And in most families, it's a dirty little secret. And it's going to go on whether this guy's here or he's not here. And I don't think that you can talk about justice and about human justice. That's not the right way to put that. Justice, I don't think you can talk about justice, whether it's two people who are here illegally or people who are here legally. I don't think you can measure that out in a dollar bill. And when you start measuring it out in a dollar bill, I think you start to get into trouble. I mean, even though, yeah, he is here illegally, you know what? People are going to take this and run with it and start to say, look, see, this is what illegal immigrants do, when in reality, that's not true. I mean, if you go look at the domestic violence figures, I don't think you'll see an overwhelming proportion of illegals. It's the same kind of craziness that's generated over the whole voting ID thing. Oh, well, we got to have voting IDs because illegal immigrants will go to the ballot box. Well, you know what? Americans don't go to the ballot box. I mean, it's a straw man argument. True?
I disagree completely. The right to vote, if you're going to bring that part up, is an American right, not an illegal immigrant right.
But do you pass laws? Do you pass laws, Tanya? Do you pass laws for things that don't happen? I mean, in other words, how many incidents of illegals do we have who go to the ballot box and try to vote when the average American citizen, when there are more people who vote on American Idol than vote in local elections?
Two wrongs don't make it right.
I'm not saying that two wrongs don't make it right. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is the basic fact that when you start to measure justice by a dollar bill, you start to get into trouble. And the fact is the domestic violence goes on all across the board, and that taking this guy and holding him up and saying, well, see, now here's what happens when you have illegal immigrants, is absolutely wrong, because there's domestic violence going on in every strata of this country, economically and racially and religion. Do you deny that?
It's very true that the domestic violence happens all across the board, race, color, creed, nationality, legal or illegal. However, the argument is, yes, Americans do measure things by the dollar. That is real. That is where the money out of our pockets go. And yes, those crimes do happen by citizens as well. But to spend the extra costs on the people that are here illegally, and we're talking to, if you add it all up, not just that, but the anchor babies and everything else, you've got billions of dollars. And then what people don't stop and say is, well, it's just the jobs we don't want. Well, what about the next generation and the next generation? Now we're getting into the area where the rest of us folks that, you know, just have our basic college degrees and try to go to work every day are now being discriminated because we're not bilingual. So we've got to stop it somewhere. And these things are all measured as part of the whole equation.
Well, you know what? Okay, you know, I can turn around and say to you, all right, when you want to talk about cost, they've had hearings, and the Senate held these hearings, which were nothing basically but political show trials in order to pander to voters. But nobody could ever come up with any accurate figures. The governor of Colorado could not come up with any accurate figures on this point. So I'm not sure that you could. That's the thing.
And we have accurate.
Excuse me. Can I finish? Thank you.
Yeah, you've got the whole show, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, Jay, I enjoy listening to you, but on this one, I just disagree. We have to start somewhere, and we've got to start looking at the numbers, whether they're inflated or whether they're too low. We've got to look at something, come up with an average, and start somebody taking accountability and doing the right thing. Or else, our grandparents didn't fight in World War II for freedom, so we could just hand the damn country over 2 years later.
But who's,
I mean,
who,
I'm sorry,
who's, who,
20
who's,
years later.
Who's talking about doing that?
We're doing it right now.
No, but wait a minute. Who is
our tax dollars
who's,
are going
yeah,
into
wait a minute,
this.
You're not answering my question. Who's talking about handing the country over to anybody else? Who's talking about that? Who's
talking about it.
No, what I'm saying is what public official, what right-minded, intelligent citizen has advocated
I'm
that
the
position?
Right-minded, intelligent citizen.
No, you know what? You're not answering my question. I'm not
about me as a citizen. This is my opinion. I pay my taxes. And yes, we are handing our country over to all the people that are coming here illegally.
Who is promoting that? Who is publicly promoting that that happens? Who
it
is
doesn't
saying,
matter who's publicly promoting
nobody
it.
Nobody is promoting it. You know what? Nobody.
But it's happening.
You know what? Nobody is promoting it. Everybody agrees there is a problem. Nobody is going to disagree with you. Well, everybody agrees with that. Everybody agrees that there's a problem. The point of my bringing this up about this guy is to point out that, you know what, that taking one guy and making him...
He might be the poster child, but he's not the first. The machismo in the culture is...
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, you let you go on long enough, you're going to step into it. Keep going about the culture. Keep talking about
the culture,
it.
The culture is wonderful, but the men are not wonderful to their women.
Yeah,
and
really?
Just like the white males aren't wonderful to their women. Look how many single women, single moms are out there.
And what do you base that on?
What
do you base that on?
Everyday life experience.
Really? You meet that many Hispanics that you know?
Yes. And I know several here illegally, and I know about the documents and things that they say
you meet
to
that
get
many.
In
how many
the country.
How many would you say you meet on an everyday basis?
It doesn't matter on the everyday basis. It's on the life experience, say, in the last 10 years.
Okay, how many would that be?
Several hundred.
How many Hispanics do you think there are in the United States?
Several billion. Okay.
You think we're just going to have to disagree because, you know what, going down this road... And starting to, like, paint broad brush is, you know what, trips you up every single time.
That's the best part about talk radio is painting broad brush to get an argument going, to have a discussion.
The worst thing about broad brush painting, the worst thing about it is that it enhances unattractive stereotypes. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Hey, good morning. The collisions just keep rolling in. Latest problem for downtowners is southbound 25 on approach to 20th. We had multi cars there off on the left-hand shoulder, semi on the right. For your Lakewood Drive, eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan is clogged from a wreck. You're jammed back to Wadsworth. Still clearing Santa Fe and Alameda, eastbound I-70 at Quebec. And northbound lanes at 225 going to be very tough for you through Aurora from Parker to Alameda. The Boulder Turnpike, though, clear of that westbound wreck. We do still have heavy volume, though, both directions. Weather today, morning clouds and showers, cool and windy, partly cloudy by this afternoon. High of 66. Currently, it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are.
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesman for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We have taken into custody Jose Luis Rubia Navia, date of birth 5/10/1970.
Good morning, 7:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 63. Rain out there. Be careful if you're driving. And also, take an umbrella, because it's going to rain the majority of the day. Coming up after 8 o'clock, John Gideon from Voters United and Vote Trust USA. We'll talk about the voting machine problem here in the Colorado, here in the state of Colorado, and about the idea about voting absentee to make sure your vote is counted. Right now, we're talking about this dragging incident, this terrible, terrible, heinous crime in Douglas County, and the fact that this guy's an illegal immigrant. Does it matter, yes or no? Because you know what? They're going to reactionary elements will use this guy as a poster boy for all illegal immigrants, we'll say, we'll see. You know, look, this is what they do, and the vast majority of them don't engage in this. And domestic violence happens across the board, and it's something that, you know what, we hardly ever talk about. We don't say much about it at all. A lot of people have it in their families and never acknowledge it, or they won't acknowledge it to an outsider, or they won't do anything about it. And I would love to talk to a woman who's been caught in a web of domestic violence. Let's go to Genevieve in Denver. Genevieve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I listen to your show all the time, and I really do like your show. I have to say I personally myself have experienced domestic violence in the past, and it is not... like you said, you know, people are embarrassed about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't even want to tell their closest friends about it. They kind of think that I can handle this. It's my problem. I can fix this. But a day comes, and then all of a sudden, one day, you realize that this is a little bit bigger than you are, and you have to address it eventually. I managed to get out of it after one big physical fight that ensued. And I found myself in a police station filling out a report. And the lady, the individual that talked to me, was a victim advocate. And she said to me, is this the way you want to live your life? Is this how you want? Because I was a single mom at the time. And I wasn't married. I wasn't married. And she says to me, is this how you want your girls to look at you? I mean, do you want to send this kind of a message to your daughters that it's okay for a man to hit you and stuff? And it was kind of like an awakening point for me there. And I thought to myself, hey, wait a minute, she has a point. And I started looking at it, not just myself, but I was going to do this for my girls as well, because I want my daughters to grow up to be strong women, and I wanted them to make good choices in life and not make bad choices like I've done. So at that moment, I made a decision, and it was a hard one, but I got out of it.
Why was it hard?
It was hard because I kept thinking that it's my fault, that, you know, I wasn't good enough, that he's right, I didn't do this right, and I shouldn't have nagged him about this or that, and maybe dinner wasn't prepared right. I mean, just little stuff like that. You start critiquing yourself to where you start believing that you are really bad, that it is your fault, you know, and then you try everything to try to make it work. And because I think at the time I also probably had like self-esteem issues as well, and I think I hung on to the relationship because, you know, I wanted to be with somebody, whether it was, you know, knowingly the person wasn't good for me, but at least I was in a relationship, which is really, really sad thinking back on it now. But I woke up and I said to myself, you know, I'm not going to set this kind of examples for my daughter. I'm not going to make them think it's okay for a man to beat on you and, you know, let them walk over you, and it's okay, it's acceptable, and this is the way life should be. And
I've always wondered why men think that that's okay. I've always wondered why men think that's acceptable.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's probably their upbringing. I think the individual I was with, she, I mean, he was basically, like, really what you would call a mommy's boy. I mean, mom was, in mom's eyes, he could do no wrong. Everything he did was right. And then I come along, and at first I used to, like, bring it up to her and say, hey, your son's like this. And the first thing that would come out of her mouth is, what did you do wrong? You know? And after a while, I just stopped telling her about it. I just stopped saying anything about it.
What about your life now? Do you have a relationship going with somebody now?
I do, but it took a long time for me to recover. I basically gave myself at least about 4 years to really find myself, to see what I really want, to focus on me and my daughters, and actually to, you know, find my self-worth and say, hey, you know, you are a good person, you're a good-hearted person. Let's start with your job, you know. And I was working in a population where I had to care for other people. And I said, obviously, I do have a heart because I care for other people. And I started assessing my relationship with my friends, my family. My family thought pretty highly of me, and that's where it began. And my whole family lived in another state. That was another thing too. I really didn't have like really close family support. I really didn't have anybody to go to and, you know, comfort me and stuff like that. So finally, I managed to get out of it. But it's a really, really bad place to be. And the only thing you can do, and my advice to any women out there is, look at yourself. You know, if you can't change that person, you cannot change their behavior, but there's always a chance you can change yourself. You can make that decision to get out of the relationship. You can heal yourself. You can basically go on and be a happy, productive person. It can happen. But it is not a good place to be. It's a very dark, nasty place to be.
Does it matter that this guy is an illegal immigrant?
It does not matter. I mean, I think domestic violence is basically across the board, like you said. It doesn't discriminate. It does not, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an executive of a company or you're the waitress at the local restaurant. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. You know, what your nationality is. It doesn't matter what your education is. It does not matter. It exists in every single class. It really does. And I think that, if you know, for people to jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, this isn't, you know, this is really bad. He's an illegal alien. This is bad. This is the reason why we need to boot them out of the country. Let them make that argument, but I don't think they're going to win. I really don't think they will. And I really don't think it matters. I mean, we're already throwing our money away on a lot of things. And this individual that called before me was all concerned about the money aspect of it, you know. But we're throwing our money away every day on a war that has nothing to do with us, you know.
Yeah,
and now we have a war at home we should address, you know. So when it comes down to dollar and cent, you know, I don't think anybody really knows what the figures are. Now, if you don't have a figure in your, maybe you have a figure in your head, but if you don't have it on paper, you know, you're just basically talking about something you have no clue about.
All right, Genevieve, thank you. I appreciate it, Genevieve. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you for your honesty.
All righty.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know, when I retire from this business, I would love to be a victim's advocate. I used to ride with the police, the Denver police. Saw a lot of domestic violence stuff, and I would love to do that for a living. And I wouldn't give a damn how much it's paid. Let's go to Scott in Arvada. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're like Paul Revere, you know that? I love you.
I love you too, man.
Hey, you know, I have a little background. I've been in construction for 16 years. I've worked with dozens upon dozens upon dozens of immigrants, legal and illegal. So I know, you know, a little bit about them. I'm also the successful product of the Colorado Domestic Violence Program. I've been through the program. I did 74 classes in a year of probation for it. And I'll tell you, there were just as many rich white boys, poor white boys, you know, like me in there. There were just as many, you know, African Americans or Latinos from all walks of life, all religions, as anyone else. You can't put numbers on it like that. You just can't. It doesn't strike a class. It doesn't strike a race. It doesn't strike a religion. It's everybody's problem. We all have to deal with it and acknowledge the issue. And it doesn't matter if this guy was illegal. He would have done it in Mexico, or somebody else would have done that here. And what matters is it was a human being that was killed. And I don't care how much it cost, what country the people are from, somebody kills another human being. That's what matters. I agree.
Listen, let me ask you. You can tell me if I don't, you know, to shut up or don't ask. But did you get arrested for domestic violence?
Yes, I did.
What compels people? What compels you to do that?
Well, you know, one thing is the laws in Colorado are very strict, which they need to be. We have 2,000 women a year die in domestic violence in the nation. Yelling and raising your voice, breaking furniture, all that can get you a case. I screamed like an idiot, top of my lungs, over the phone, made threats to my ex-wife.
Mm.
And when I first got arrested, I thought, wait a minute, it's, you know, I just yelled on the phone, you've got to be kidding. Then they put you in a class with every degree of offender, from the guy who left obnoxious notes on his girlfriend's car windshield to the guy who broke his girl's, you know, skull. And we're all in the same group. We all get treated equally. There's no difference. We've all committed a crime. And when you go through and you really realize it, you say, okay, yeah, that was violent towards her. I didn't acknowledge it when I did it, screaming on the phone to her, but I scared her. I made her feel unsafe in her own home, in her own environment, and that was wrong. And that's not much different than striking someone, because you're still putting fear into them. You're affecting them emotionally. You're affecting their esteem. And, I mean, I watched my father, you know, beat up my mom as a child, and I never hit my ex, but I did control her, which is a form of abuse. I did yell, scream, make threats. I acted like a fool. And the best thing she ever did for me was call the police and have me arrested and let me get into some treatment with the Colorado has a great domestic violence program, and it taught me a lot about how to speak with women, how to talk with women, and how to, you know, we think differently than they do. They don't think like us. We don't think like them. But it puts you to look at things from a woman's point of view. My ex-wife is a very small Asian woman. I'm not a little guy. Yelling on the phone, my size compared to her, it's very intimidating. And I never looked at that from her point of view. I never looked about if a guy a foot and a half taller than me and outweighed me by 60 pounds screamed at me, it'd probably scare the hell out of me, Jay. You know, so
yeah. Yeah.
It's a good program, and I'm glad I went through it, because, like, I really, like, from my point of view, I just had a big mouth, and I was kind of a jerk, and I'm obnoxious, but I didn't see the pain I was causing, and going through the program has been one of the best things that ever happened to me. I mean, I don't raise my voice to anyone now, especially not women.
Boy, you're great. You are absolutely, you know what, you are great, and I'm glad you're out there listening, man. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you hung on, and I, you know what, I hope I meet you in person someday.
Someday, Jay, you will, I promise. Maybe I'll come paint your house for you, okay?
You know what, man, you don't have to do that. You can just come to my house, and we'll have a couple of non-alcoholic beverages and shoot the breeze, man.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you, Jay. I listen to you every morning on the way to work. You're what gets my blood pumping, and I have to tell you, I was pretty apathetic against politics until all this George Bush and Iraq thing happened, and you have got the fire going back under me, and I appreciate you for, you know, making me a patriotic American again. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Love you. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a great day, sir. Bye.
All right. I can go home right now after that call. Not only was that call open, honest, but he also praised me to the hilt, which is good to hear every once in a while, since I seem to be under attack lately. Not on the air, but off the air. All right, you know, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Does it matter that this guy that they busted for this heinous, heinous crime in Douglas County was an illegal immigrant, yes or no? And once again, I'd love to talk to either men or women who have been involved in domestic violence. You know, I'd love to hear what you have to say. All right, it's 7:47, 13 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at what is turning out to be a rough rush hour here with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's a struggle just about wherever you're headed this morning. Still have some issues for your downtown drive, southbound 25. This wreck was approaching 20th. Multi cars, but thankfully they are out of traffic. Eastbound 6 still jammed from Wadsworth to Sheraton from a collision, and that's in your Lakewood Drive, of course. And, of course, we still had some problems at Santa Fe and Alameda. That was a pretty serious crash involving a semi. Northbound lanes at 225, extremely heavy now through Aurora. You're going to hit that jam from about Parker to Alameda. Boulder Turnpike, free of any kind of collision activity, both directions, but very heavy volume between the area between Federal and Pecos. We also had a wreck off the highway at University and Orchard in Littleton. Weather today, morning clouds and showers, cool and windy, partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 66. Currently, it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz.
Have you ever been in that situation where you have a meeting with someone and it's kind of an important meeting? See, I think this is a meeting every day for 3 hours with faithful, faithful, faithful listeners who are upset when they can't hear it, you know?
Make your daily appointment with Ed. 1 o'clock with Ed Schultz.
You have this meeting.
The Ed Schultz Show.
We're going to do that. And we're going to have more fun with it. And maybe I'll say things that I don't say what I really want to say.
We're Colorado. Comes to talk on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Disabled veterans, reservists, and National Guard, many of them returning from Iraq, found their benefits had been cut thanks to Marilyn Musgrave. Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the Washington politicians and was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans' benefits. Marilyn Musgrave, cut and run on veterans' benefits. Here's Angie Piccioni at a recent town hall meeting.
Anyone who puts themselves in the front line fighting for this country, when they come back, the least we could do is give them health care. These are people who fight for us. They're standing up for us. We need someone who will go there and stand up for them. We need someone who will actually support them by their votes, by bringing legislation that says, we care about you, we respect you, we want to honor you for your service. Not just lip service. I will fight for veterans.
Angie Piccioni for Congress.
I like some cookies,
pizza,
popcorn,
chocolate donuts.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Potato chips,
marshmallows.
That's why they have you.
Cotton candy.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, health care referrals, even food to women, infants, children. To learn more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 752. It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 63, rain. Take an umbrella. be careful when you drive. And it's going to be pretty much supposedly rainy all day long. We're talking about the man ID'd from a photo, according to the Rocky Mountain News, and this is the story of the this horrible, god-awful dragging incident in Douglas County, in which the guy, it turns out, to alleged that they alleged has done it. He's reportedly confessed to it. Ruby Nava is the guy's name. Jose Luis Ruby Nava is an illegal immigrant. I'm asking if that makes any difference because it's domestic violence, and to me it doesn't make any difference who you are or what it is. You know, you engage in domestic violence, and particularly you murder somebody. I mean, it's like, you know what? I mean, to me it's like dead wrong. And the thing is that reactionary elements are going to take this to inflame the immigration debate and try to pin it all on this guy because he's, you know, that's what illegal immigrants do. When in reality, the majority of them don't. Does it mean we have a problem here? Yes, we do. Does it mean we have to work it out? Yes, we have to. But it doesn't mean that anybody who is here illegally engages in domestic violence. Domestic violence hits across the board. Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I agree and disagree with you. Earlier at the bottom of the hour, you talked to that lady, and you made a statement. I don't know whether it just kind of slipped out or what, but you said that it doesn't really matter the immigration test or whatever. I disagree with that because in the United States there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are victims of serious crime. And if those people were not here, it could not happen, correct?
Well, I don't know what the crime breakdown is and the figures are of crimes committed by illegal aliens. And if you do, please cite me a source.
Well, I'm going to say this. Denver is one of many big cities in America. We have dozens every year in Denver. So you times that by the number of
How does that compare with legal citizens? How does that stack up? Do you have any figures?
It's probably the same, but my point
is... Wait a minute.
Do we have a shortage of criminals that we need to import?
No. I, you know what? I don't disagree with that, but what I'm asking you is, do you have any figures?
No, I don't. But I'm going to say that they do contribute a great deal, and it's unnecessary because they're not here, they're not doing it.
So do a lot of legal citizens as well. The point is can I just finish with one caller, please? I mean, I'm trying to be as polite as I can here. My point is that nobody is saying that we should let everybody in here. Nobody is saying that we should have open borders. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we have a problem, we need to work it out. But do you think that this guy represents every illegal alien that's here? Do you think out of the 12 million...
No, I don't.
Do you think that out of
no,
the 12, do you think out of the 12 million illegal aliens that are here, do you think they all commit crimes?
No, they don't. You know, I...
Well, how many of them do?
I have no idea, and that's the hard part. They're somewhat invisible to us because they're illegal here. It's hard to track somebody you don't know their name.
But it's not
where they live.
It's not illegal when they get busted. You find out. What are the crime figures? My point is this. My point is we do have a problem, but my point is that you take this guy and that that reactionary right-wing radio will make this as another poster boy. They'll go like, see, this is what happens. And you know what? It's an unfair stereotype.
It is. It's just, you know, it's like the national security at Buckley for the 120 roofers. You know, in reality, of that 120, probably 20 speak enough English to barely understand basic, you know, basic requirements and instruction to pass on to the others. You know that if you've ever worked one day in construction. And, you know, the likelihood of them being national security problems is about the same as my grandma, and she's been dead since 84. You know, I mean, we do. We disproportionately blow these things out. Is it a problem that a company knowingly put illegal aliens on a military installation, on a contract, just to, you know, line their pockets? Because that's what they did. And, you know, if you take the general crime things, there are lots of bad people in the world, and we just don't need any more of them, I guess, is my opinion of that.
Well, yeah, but if we don't need any more, then what we need to do is we need to start with the country as a whole, and we need to get into the socioeconomic problems associated with crime, and we need to get into the education problems associated with crime. But what we don't need to do is we don't need to take one guy, point him out, go, see, he's the reason. You know, just like we do with Muslims. Look, there's a talk show host, I'm not naming names here, who recently made a statement that if I see a Muslim man on a plane praying, I want him kicked off. You know what? That's not a reasonable position on airport security any more than it's a reasonable position to point to this guy who confessed to this thing and say that, you know what, that he's like the picture of all of it. I mean, that's the only point I'm making. On the part about immigration, I am on your side, and I'm with you 100%. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Coming up, voting machines. Can we trust them? We'll find out more.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stepapani. Prescription drugs for as little as $4. Walmart has just announced a test program that begins tomorrow in Tampa and could go statewide by January and to more states after that. The program offers Walmart workers and customers cut-rate prices on 300 widely used generic drugs. Chris Kafinas is with a union group that believes Walmart should do more.
They can easily do good things like provide low-cost drug prices and take care of their employees by providing more affordable health care.
It's official. Boeing has won a $2 billion contract to plug holes in the Mexican border by installing tracking sensors and communications gear. Drivers may not like new rules designed to keep terrorists from getting a counterfeit license. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us why.
Getting a driver's license is often frustrating, but some rules which may take effect soon...
It will clearly slow down the driver's licensing process significantly.
Those new federal rules may require the information you submit for your driver's license be verified, and you thought the lines at the local DMV were long now.
It may require... that the license won't be issued on a single visit.
William Pound of the National Conference on State Legislatures, which has just released a report showing the new changes could also cost as much as $11 billion. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
Overseas, a UN expert says the use of torture in Iraq by government forces, militias, and terrorists may be worse than it was in the days of Saddam Hussein. At the Kennedy Space Center.
Touchdown.
Atlantis and its crew of six glided to a safe landing a little after 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
That was a good touchdown.
Wrapping up an 11-day construction mission to the International Space Station.
Houston, nice to be back, and it's a great team effort.
The search for clues in the coast-to-coast E. coli and spinach outbreak goes on. CBS's Margie Schaefer has the latest from California farm country.
Even though an E. coli strain has been linked to a processing plant, the exact source of the E. coli remains a mystery. Samantha Cavalluna with Natural Selection Foods says their facilities are clean. The contamination must have come from a field.
Our entire industry is committed to trying to locate the source of the problem so that we can move forward in protecting the public health and prevent this problem from recurring.
A number of growers supply spinach for processing at this plant. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Juan Bautista, California.
Los Angeles federal judge Manuel Real is a date today with a House subcommittee to explain his controversial role in a bankruptcy case. The committee chair says Real should be impeached. Los Angeles lawyer Victor Sherman agrees.
He constantly harangues
defense attorneys, interrupts them during closing arguments. I've had many trials in front of him in which he refuses to let the defense attorneys do their job.
Fellow Los Angeles lawyer George Sherman is against impeachment.
For those of us who are litigators in Los Angeles, we view this as an assault on the judiciary.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 19 points, NASDAQ is down 2. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pierce in sales, press 1. For Matt Pierce in accounting, press 1. For Matt Pierce in human resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Police mourning the death of highly decorated Aurora Police Detective 24-year veteran Mike Thomas. He was shot in his side while sitting in his personal car around noon yesterday at the intersection of Montview and Peoria. He died about a half hour later at a local hospital.
Detective Thomas received over a dozen awards from this department, from other law enforcement agencies, and from citizens. Highlighted by receipt in 1992 of the department's highest award, the Medal of Honor.
Arrested in the shooting, 27-year-old Brian Allen Washington. Chief Daniel Oates says Washington has a significant criminal history and was wanted by Denver PD for questioning in a shooting Monday near 33rd and Pontiac. The chief says they're still seeking witnesses.
If there are any witnesses who saw or heard anything at the corner of Montview Boulevard and Peoria Street, they are urged to call Detective R.J. Wilson at 303-739-6106.
Washington will be in court this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, the weather is really playing havoc with the commute this morning. We got a new 7-car crash for your drive out of Boulder. It's at Sheridan creating a stoppage. Delays setting in already back to Wadsworth, both directions. Still struggling southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen. Same for your downtown drive 58 to Spear, although that wreck at 20th now sits off on the shoulder. Eastbound Alameda at Santa Fe is in the final cleanup, and I-70 is stacked up cutting across town, but no delays out to DIA. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, morning clouds and showers. Cool and windy, turning partly cloudy by the afternoon, high of 66. Currently it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
A Colorado Falls Spa Blowout is this weekend at the Stock Show Complex.
Your chance to save big.
Rows and rows of spas, gazebos, island grills, and more on sale and ready for delivery.
That's this weekend, Stock Show Complex. For details, call 800-SPA-SALE or log on to poolandspashow.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 63, rain. So drive carefully. Bring an umbrella. All right, the Colorado Secretary of State's office was Gigi Genis' office. You know what? They were nuts when they certified four types of computerized voting machines, according to testimony on Wednesday. In the testimony, didn't say they were nuts. I mean, I said they were nuts, but they were in chaos, apparently. According to the testimony Wednesday, in a lawsuit seeking to ban the machines from being used in the November election, a bipartisan group of voters is suing the office, saying the certification procedure was shoddy and the machines are vulnerable to tampering. Voters across Colorado used the equipment in the August primary, making their choices on a computer screen. Should Denver District Judge Lawrence Manzares agree with the plaintiffs and poll the widely used machines just 7 weeks before the general election, counties statewide would have to scramble to find alternatives for a legal election to proceed. Joining us on this issue is a gentleman we've had on before, John Gideon. John is the executive director of Voters Unite, an information manager, and is information manager for Vote Trust USA. He's a disabled Vietnam vet, he was in the Navy, and a retired federal employee, and he has been learning about and working on these issues related to voting reform and voter integrity since early in 2003, and he maintains the current news links on the Voters Unite website and compiles the Daily Voting News, a clipping service of voting news articles for activists, attorneys, election officials, elected officials, and others who are interested in voting reform issues. And let's say good morning, John. John, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yep, you bet. All right, you know what we're facing here in the state of Colorado. Gigi Dennis, the Secretary of State, had a guy look at these machines who had no training on them whatsoever. I mean, it'd be like sending, you know, you and I out there to do it. And the guy's name was John Garner, who oversaw the voting machine certification. And we're in a mess here. And if it goes against the Secretary of State's office, who knows what we're going to do for voting machines in November? Is this an issue that's related only to Colorado, or is this going on across the United States?
Well, there's... You just ran through a lot of different issues, but as far as the machines, what is the court going to decide, and what would happen if the machines ended up having to go away? One thing that could happen is something that you forgot to mention, that I'm also a guest blogger on bradblog.com, and Brad Friedman has actually written up a sample piece of legislation that is getting interest on Capitol Hill in D.C. It's called the Let America Vote Act, and it essentially requires that every precinct in the country have emergency paper ballot on hand, have them at the polls so that if anything happens with the machines, there is a paper ballot there, and Colorado could do the same thing. Just go to paper ballots, hand-mark the paper ballots, and their optical scan machines, I don't believe, are in question, only the touchscreen machines. They count the ballots on their optical scan machines, or hand-count them.
Well, I'd be all in favor of going back to paper ballots. To me, that'd be more... It might be slower, but it would be more secure, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it's more secure. And I also want to mention that this idea that the state certifier, John Gardner, had no experience is what we're seeing all over the place. The panel that certifies voting equipment for the federal government, they work for it, or they were put in place by the National Association of State Election Directors. None of them have any computer degrees or anything. In fact, one is has been a hostess in restaurants and taverns, and another one has a degree in hotel and restaurant management. Those are the people that are doing the federal certification, so it's not it's not too much of a surprise that states would also hire people that have no qualifications.
Gee, how do you get one of those jobs? I mean, I hear it pays pretty good. A waitress in a restaurant? Where is this going on?
This is a lady by the name of Kate McGregor. She is. Assists with the federal certification of voting machines. They actually, there is a voting systems panel that works for the National Association of State Election Directors, and they take the all the information from the independent test authorities. They go through all the paperwork and everything else, and they make the final decision whether a voting system should be certified or not. She, though she doesn't work for the National Association of State Elections Directors, she actually recommended one voting system for certification. She was given all the paperwork and everything else, and she made her recommendation. So she's also a member of consultants that have been hired by the state of California and do all voting system testing and everything in California, make all the decisions for the Secretary of State, consultants' decisions for the Secretary of State on voting system technology.
That, you know what? That's scary.
Yes, it is. You
that
bet
is
it is.
That is scary. That, you know, that's, well, you know, all I can say is, I mean, not only is it scary, but listen, I mean, you and I ought to get in line to do this. I mean, it must pay pretty good money, don't you think?
Yeah, these consultants, sure, they're getting a lot of money. They got, I think it was $16,000 just to come in, just to be flown into into Sacramento, California to test the vote pad recently. So yeah, I mean, and that's just one of, I mean, they're constantly flying back and forth from their homes in Florida to someplace in California to test voting equipment.
8:14, 14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me is John Gideon, and we're talking, he's Executive Director of Voters Unite and Information Manager for Vote Trust USA, and we're talking about the voting machine problem here in the state of Colorado and also across the country. What's the answer to this for us? Now, the State Democratic Party here says that we should, unless they fix this problem, that we should vote absentee. Is that an effective strategy?
Well, there is this is something that has the activist community pretty well divided. Oregon has a very effective, good vote by mail system. There's all kinds of arguments against it. I live in Washington State, where we also all but five counties in the state are vote-by-mail counties, and progressives are split on the issue. Democrats are split on the issue. I think Republicans, for the most part, don't really care one way or the other. Or they probably care, but they're not being vocal on the issue. But I think that for a temporary fix, that probably absentee voting is the way to go, as long as it's easily done and as long as you can mark your ballot. If you don't trust the post office to get it delivered, take it to Dropbox and at the county and actually drop it into the box yourself. You know, that is certainly a solution. You're still, however, reliant upon the optical scan machines and software to count your ballots.
What a mess. What a mess. Here's something I wonder, and I don't have any information on this, and you probably do, so you could probably fill me in on this. Voting is so important. And I think we all agree that not enough Americans do it. Why can't we have a uniform federal law and standard on voting? And maybe Brad Friedman's legislation speaks to this, but why can't we have it uniform all across the country so everybody feels safe, and everybody feels like their vote's going to get counted, and we put some integrity back in the system?
States' rights.
Yeah.
That's it boiled down to its the bare bones. It is. It's a states' rights issue. Only the federal government only has any right to oversee federal elections, and then even then, it's given over to the states. So the Bob Ney's HABA was very carefully drafted in such a way that they didn't interfere with states' rights.
Yeah, and then you get somebody like Gigi Dennis in office here who is a partisan hack, and then we have trouble. I want to put Bob and Arvana on the line with us because he's involved with the state group that is fighting Gigi Dennis's office on this. Bob, you're on let me hit the button here. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning, and you're on with J. Marvin and John Gideon. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. We have been working with Ken Gordon and Alice Madden in the state legislature over the past couple of years trying to remedy this issue in Colorado, and we've also been working with Voters USA, John's group, and other national groups trying to coordinate this lawsuit that's going on in Colorado. And what we have found is that there's this great over-reliance upon the technology and especially upon the so-called mystery of independent testing, and that it's somehow some holy grail that makes it okay. And what people don't realize is that independent testing has never been defined as what that really covers, and there's different standards for what independent testing really means. And so what this lawsuit's really getting at is that this so-called certification process is a joke, and there's no verification of whether or not these systems can be hacked into, whether there's a good trail of authority of where these machines go, whether they're being safeguarded while they're waiting at a polling place to be used, or whether the memory cards are somehow being kept with some election judges that may or not be honest. You know, we would hope that there would be integrity in the process, but, you know, you have to trust to verify. And what we're saying is that in the case of voting, it's so important to our democracy that we really do need a process that's transparent, that you know does count your vote, and that it's accurately as you cast it. The problem with some of the legislation that's come out is it is so piecemeal because there are vendors and there are county clerks and there are members of the political process that want to keep it this way. They don't want it to be verifiable, or they want it to be convenient. A lot of these county clerks and the media especially say, you know, we might end up having to count these votes for a week. And our point is, so what? The democracy is worth it.
All right, let's let John comment on that. John, you want to go ahead?
He's absolutely right. The whole independent test authority, NASED, EAC, certification process is completely phony. They don't look. The testers actually get paid to do what they do by the vendors. It's not some federal program that, you know, Good Housekeeping Seal or something like that that they're required to do. They have to pay, or they pay the vendors themselves. They write the test procedures. They tell the vendors or the testers what to look at, what not to look at. I believe that two of the labs are right there in Colorado, SysTest and Wiley,
Wiley,
two of them.
Wiley, right.
All right. You know what?
To Jay's question about why isn't there some national standard, there has been a bill that's been on the Hill with a congressman out of New Jersey, and we have been trying to get enough signatures to get it out of committee. And Bob Ney, who headed up that committee, pigeonholed the committee, would not let it get out of committee, because they didn't want this to really get a fair hearing. And so that's one of the national standards. If that were adopted, that would automatically impose certain audit percentages. You know, even if you vote by paper and you make paper the official record of the ballot, if you're using optical scanners, there have been instances where those fail, and if you don't have a manual audit of it, there's no way of knowing whether or not the scanners were even calibrated to count it correctly. There's been cases where there's going to be a lot of close races this election.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. And then this stuff is very, very, very unnerving. Hey, Bob, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm running out of time. Thank you, man.
Right.
I appreciate you calling in.
All right, bye.
All right, John, once again, absentee balloting, that's the way to go, right?
Well, I think that for the short term, I think that's probably about the only choice you're going to have, except for doing the good old hand-counted paper ballots, everybody going to the polls and getting a paper ballot and marking a paper ballot at the polls.
All right. If people want to find out more about your organization, they go to votersunite.org or they can go to the Vote Trust USA website. John.
Yep. And bradblog.com.
Don't yeah, that's right. Brad. Yeah, bradblog.com. Hey, you know what, John? Thank you. Thank you for being on the program on short notice. Really appreciate it. And we'll have you on again when this case is decided.
Great, great. Anytime at all.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank
There's,
you.
There's John Gideon. Good guy. Go to votersunite.org. If you missed any or any part of this interview, you can get it on podcast on am760.net. You want to look for the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, I don't want to be really partisan, but you know something? What is it about the Republican Party? What is it about the GOP in which they have to seem to have a preponderance of people who not only have race problems, I mean, in that they're racist, but you know what else? Here's the other thing. They shoot their mouths off. There's another case. You thought George Allen was the only case? Okay? You thought Tom Tancredo, speaking in front of that white supremacist group, was the only case? You think Conrad Burns was the only case? John, you got another one? Oh, okay. You think any of those are the only case? I got another one for you. I got another one for you. And we'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 824, 24 minutes after 8.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Brake safety experts. Why can't you adjust brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage-stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage-stuffed cannelloni. Discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't risk, ever, is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. Call now. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call now and see how Mega can help you. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. That's 800-734-1757.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions. Be sure to come thirsty. There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Twenty-eight minutes after 8, high today, 63, rain, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. I've been getting emails about this, and you know what? I want to tell you about this first before we get into this other thing. We're not ignoring this. As a matter of fact, we're planning to talk about it tomorrow. CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, has released their second annual Most Corrupt Members of Congress report. The 2006 edition includes five members to watch in the 109th Congress. And this has both Republicans and Democrats on it. So these things about, well, this is a partisan group, is ridiculous. And who do you think tops it, tops the list? Conrad Burns of Montana, who's in a tough reelection struggle. He is, with John Tesler, he is a Republican. But guess what? Our own Marilyn Musgrave, Marilyn Manson Musgrave, shows up on this list, and I believe that this is the second year in a row for this, that Marilyn Manson Musgrave has shown up on this list. I wonder if she's out on the campaign trail talking about this. She's in there, members of the House, under members of the House. She's right below Roy Blunt, who is a Republican from Missouri. There are Democrats on this list. And by the way, she recently had Richard Pombo, I believe, who's a Republican from California, come out and help her raise some money. And guess what? He's on the list, too. And the list is called Beyond Tom DeLay. Actually, it's called beyonddelay.org is where you can go look at the list. And there are Democrats on there. Maxine Waters is on there. There's a guy by the name of Alan Mulahan, who is on there. He's a Democrat from Washington. From West Virginia. So there are Democrats on there. William Jefferson, who's a Democrat from, you know, remember him with the money in the freezer, Louisiana. But Marilyn Musgrave is right on this list. She's third down as far as Congress people go. So if you're in that district, if you're in Marilyn Manson Musgrave's district, maybe you should tell your friends about Marilyn, that Marilyn has turned out on the CREW list. CREW, by the way, is a nonprofit bipartisan organization. We'll be talking to them hopefully tomorrow, and we'll also have Angie Piccioni on, who is challenging Marilyn Manson Musgrave, and we'll have her on to get her comment about this. What do I call this? Truth and disclosure? I have given money to Angie Piccioni's campaign. Okay. And five members to watch, by the way. John Murtha is on that list, who's a Democrat from Pennsylvania. So you can't, you know, Marilyn Manson Musgrave's people cannot go and charge that this is a partisan organization. Also, it'll be interesting to see if anybody in the news media bothers to go, the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, any of the television stations, any of the radio stations with news departments, it'll be interesting to see if they go to a Musgrave campaign appearance and ask her to explain this. I'd be very, very interested in that. Wonder if that'll happen. So if you live in Marilyn Manson Musgrave's district, call her up, ask her what the story is, ask her to explain. That's what I'd do. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9. Thank God she's not my congresswoman. And hopefully with a little bit of smarts on the part of the people in her district, she won't be their congresswoman much longer. All right, let's take a look at what is turning out to be a wet, rough morning here. Rush hour-wise, Gina Michaels, in person, live, who didn't make any list, corrupt or otherwise.
Thank goodness.
with a look at the traffic.
All right. Well, we got a brand new one. Two-car wreck eastbound 6th at Federal out of Lakewood. The crashes, you know, just keep rolling in, sorry to say. We still have that mess eastbound Highway 36 out of Boulder. Multi-cars just before Sheridan has you in the holding pattern back to Wadsworth. Westbound side is sluggish as well. I-70 is packed eastbound Federal to Brighton. You have more brake lights Colorado to Quebec. And I-25 is a heavy ride all the way through the city. You're going to catch those longer hangups down south, northbound Lincoln Avenue to the Tech Center, and on your stretch from Bellevue to Yale. Weather today, morning clouds and showers, cool, windy, partly cloudy by the afternoon, high of 66. Currently it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodation if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The school school season is officially underway and has been now for quite some time. And now we're also getting ready to come up on a change in time. We're going to go back to Mountain Standard Time as opposed to Mountain Daylight Time, and maybe the change in the schedules has caused you some restless sleep, and you're thinking, you know what, maybe it's my mattress and I need to go out and buy another mattress. But then you think about going to these mattress stores with rows and rows and rows of confusing mattresses, rows of beds. You don't know who to turn to, what to do. You know what? Try the Select Comfort store. Why? Because Select Comfort is the bomb. I mean, it is the best bed. Mary and I have had a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort for 8 years now, and we've moved it around. It still works as good as new, and we love it. And once you get one of these babies, I mean, you'll sleep like a lamb. You can find your Sleep Number and learn all about better sleep and the personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. This customized comfort means you can get more of the deep restorative sleep that you need to wake up feeling refreshed and to take on the world. Because your body heals at night when you sleep, basically. Plus, at the Select Comfort store, you can experience Select Comfort's pressure map system. Simply lay down on the bed, and the pressure mapping system will show you how pressure impacts your body and how that can be reduced on a Sleep Number bed. By the way, my Sleep Number is between 75 and 80, and I believe Mary's is right around 70. You get a Sleep Number bed. Every bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. So visit the Select Comfort store today and start sleeping that deep sleep you need to feel better. And you know what? There are tons of Select Comfort stores here in the area. Select Comfort stores are located in the 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology, for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Hey, how's practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
37. It's 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 63. Rain out there. And don't forget, any and all of this show is available on podcast at am760.net. Download the hour of your choice. Okay, I know this is being totally partisan, but I noticed this. I noticed this this pattern, and I got to bring it up. What is it about the GOP that they seem to have these people involved who are either suspect or outright make racist comments? Example: George Allen and Macaca. Okay. Conrad Burns, about the guy who was painting his house. Tom Tancredo, Terrible Tommy, Mad Tommy, speaks at that in front of that group in South Carolina. You know, why did he choose there to go to? Why was he involved with those people? Never really gives us an explanation. Hasn't been accused before of being involved with those people. Now we have another example of this. Let me quote from the Star Tribune, the Minneapolis-St. Paul Star Tribune. Listen to this story. Just when you thought the congressional campaign between John Klein and Colleen Raleigh, remember her, she was the FBI whistleblower, couldn't get any weirder, a video appeared on a Minneapolis political blog showing Klein's district director screaming about another Jap car. It was posted by the Democratic farm labor activist who taped a small GOP protest. It happened at a visit by Representative John Murtha, who is a Democrat from Pennsylvania, a Marine-turned-anti-war hero who was in Rosemont on Sunday stumping for Raleigh in the 2nd Congressional District race. Klein's Minnesota director, former state representative Mike Oskopf, was seen repeatedly chiding people who arrived in foreign-made cars at the Murtha event at a local VFW hall. Witnesses said they heard Oskopf several times use the word, considered a disparaging term for Japanese. One Raleigh supporter, Paul Bartlett, complained Monday to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, noting that Oskopf is a high-level federal employee. Oskopf, who rode his Harley-Davidson to the motorcycle event, apologized for the remark on Tuesday. They always end up apologizing, don't they, after they do it? I apologize if my words offended any Americans of Japanese descent, including my sister-in-law. Hate to be a member of that family. Oskopf said, I allowed my emotions to get the better of me and used a phrase commonly used in my youth, but which is now inappropriate and offensive. The episode of Rosemont represents a faint echo of racial gaffes that have marred other congressional campaigns this year, including those by Senator George Allen, Republican, Senator Conrad Burns, Republican, and, of course, we can bring up the whole, you know, Tom Tancredo thing, which I did, Mad Tommy, a Republican. What is it about Republicans that there seems to be this pattern of people who are involved with the Republican Party who seem to get caught doing these things? And if I were a Republican, that would this stuff would trouble me. Now, I guess you could call and I guess you could make a case that George Allen made up the word macaca. You can choose to believe his story that he made it up. Conrad Burns, as far as I know, has never. He may have apologized, but I don't think he's ever apologized for the comments that he made about Guatemalans and about other immigrants. Tancredo, as we know, distances himself from those groups, and there are some people who deny that those groups were even there. And now you got this guy Oskopf, who is sitting out in front of the VFW hall and is yelling at people who drive up in Japanese imports, yelling, another Jap car. What is it about the GOP that makes it at home for these people? That they seem to be welcome. Or that there seems to be this pattern that goes on where these folks continually keep getting caught doing this stuff. What is it about the GOP that encourages that? And is there the same, maybe there's the same xenophobia or racism in the Democratic Party, yet do they keep it behind closed doors? I can only I can only look at my own personal experience, which, once again, I haven't talked to every registered Democrat in the country, but the most of the people I run into don't seem to have those kind of views and are kind of not only repulsed by these views, but also are kind of puzzled by them, that this continues to keep going on all the time. And there is a pattern. I mean, you can't deny that there's not a pattern here. So what's the deal? Why are these people so comfortable in the GOP? And if you think I'm being, you know, partisan and unfair, then because you may be one of the few conservative listeners that we do have, one of the few members of the GOP that we do have that has, you know, dropped in to see what the lefties are up to, well, then, you know, call me and tell me if you're comfortable with this. And if you're not comfortable with it, then why is it that it seems to go on? Oh, and I left out Bill Owens' stereotypes of Jews and Asians, which I thought was highly insensitive and unfair. So there's another one. 303-713-7600. And then wasn't there the state legislator who sent around the allegedly racist articles by email? And I can't think of his name. His name escapes me now, but I believe he was a Republican also. So what is it about the Republican Party that this is tolerated? Now, you know what? Here's the thing. There was a New York Times editorial yesterday. The New York Times editorial pointed to two Muslim leaders in Turkey, and I can't remember where the other one was, who stood up and said that the violence on the part of Muslims in reaction to the Pope's statement was wrong and that they should knock it off. Now, I don't hear anybody from the GOP stepping forward and saying that George Allen ought to be ashamed of himself, that Conrad Burns ought to be ashamed of himself, that Tom Tancredo should own up to what he did and should be ashamed, and that this guy Klein, well, Klein's the candidate he works for, says it's unacceptable. So this guy Klein does denounce it. And I want to be fair about that. But the majority of the GOP seems to be quiet about this. What is the deal here? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. And you know what? Let's hear from it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in The Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in The Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to denvernutcracker.com.
With over 50 Front Range fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Ed Schultz.
Have you ever been in that situation where you have a meeting with someone and it's kind of an important meeting? See, I think this is a meeting every day for 3 hours with faithful, faithful, faithful listeners who are upset when they can't hear it, you know?
Make your daily appointment with Ed. 1 o'clock with Ed Schultz.
You have this meeting.
The Ed Schultz Show.
We're going to do that, and we're going to have more fun with it, and maybe I'll say things that I don't say what I really want to say.
Where Colorado comes to talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
true. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stewart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stewart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right.
Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49. It's 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 63, rain. All right. This guy running for Congress in Minneapolis, in the Minneapolis St. Paul area, John Klein is his name. His staffer gets caught making inappropriate comments about people driving foreign cars, particularly Japanese automobiles. What is it about the GOP where there seems to be this big pattern of racist comments? We got Matt Ingwalson, who is from ColoradoLib.com, who's going to help us with our election coverage, too, by the way. He's part of our election team, our AM 760 election team. And Matt, good morning. First of all, you say that Walker and Schultheis, those were the two guys I left out. And do you remember exactly what both those guys said?
Yeah, well, Welker actually had a habit of sending emails out to the rest of the legislature. He sent one out saying some really nasty things about gays, and I'm not even going to say what they were on the air. He was reprimanded and told not to do that again, and then he just kept sending these same sorts of things out. There was another email blast he sent out, and the Republican Party finally did the right thing and said, you know what, please stop running for re-election. You know, we don't need you anymore. And even after that, he sent another email out to everybody. And these were things not that he'd written, but essays that he had found online. And his point of view was, hey, I'm just sharing some ideas here. But the ideas, one of them claimed that African-Americans in New Orleans were partially responsible for their own situation down there during Hurricane Katrina.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it was some nasty stuff, and fortunately, after the election, Colorado won't have to worry about him anymore. But then another example of these sort of comments coming from our Colorado Republican state legislature came from David Schultheis. And he, after Terrence Carroll, he was an African-American legislator, said some things about the Minutemen, he received an email saying it's something along the lines of, you're lucky that lynching isn't legal anymore. You know, and Carroll went to the police with it and went to the press with it and said, this is the type of rhetoric that's coming out of this sort of anti-illegal immigrant movement. And Schultheis said, you know what, he's making too big a deal out of this whole thing, which, you know, provoked a lot of response from Carroll and from people like me. So, that, you know, that's not fair. An email about lynching is a big deal.
All right, what is it about the GOP where people like Walker, Schultheis, and others feel comfortable?
You know, they don't let me into the Republican meetings. I believe that there's sort of a good old boy culture where a lot of these people might not share these views, but they look the other way. They let these comments go. You say something like this in a Democrat meeting, you get slapped down real, real fast. And say, you know, we don't allow that sort of language in, you know, in this party. We're not that sort of people. So, you know, I don't know why that is, but it seems to be pretty epidemic in the Republican Party right now, and it's kind of coming out through the 2006 election.
Yeah, it's sad. Matt, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling up, and we look forward to talking to you more in the next 58 days as the campaigns grind on.
It's 58. I think it's 48.
Oh, is it 48 but, now?
I don't know. It's counting down. Thanks for having me on, Jay.
Hey, Matt, thanks for calling. You can call in any time, man.
Right.
See ya. All right, let's go to John in Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM760. What do you think?
Hey, Jay. You know, it's not really surprising. The Republican Party has had a history of, you know, racist behavior for a long time. I mean, if you ask the average person of color, they have this, you know, sort of opinion of the right wing that they are these sort of closed-minded reactionary fellows. I mean, you have the Southern Strategy, you have George Wallace, you have, you know, Willie Horton. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's,
sure.
There's Willie Horton. There was, you know, then there's things like they crouch it in language about affirmative action, gay marriage, quotas, welfare queens. I mean, the whole language from that side, I mean, a lot of the language from that party tends to be, you know, a bit closed-minded. I think that it really, there's a degree of the conservative conservative movement that really would like it to be like the 50s again. You know, and what were the 50s but segregation, homophobia, and sexism? And that's
yeah.
Not all Republicans, obviously, but it's enough where they've had a strategy that they've used off and on that deals with racist policy.
Yeah, and Lee Atwater, who came up with that whole Willie Horton thing on his deathbed, apologized for that.
Sure, and then you have, well, what about the black child that supposedly McCain had? I mean, they're still up to those kinds of tricks, you know? And then the voter disenfranchisement of black populations in various states. I mean, it's just kind of where their heads are at. They're conservative,
why?
So they're not for...
Why are their heads that way?
Well, there are people that are either for forward thinking, evolution, that type of thing, and there are for people who are nostalgic. And for those who have this idealized notion of nostalgia, things were better when black people were your servants and women didn't speak up and gays were firmly in the closet, and, you know, that's, to them, that's the ideal. I don't quite know. I think it has to do with the fear element that the party seems pervades the party. I think that, you know, people of color and homosexuals and women's rights are threatening. I mean, why do you think they have such just hateful speech when it comes to, like, people like Barbara Streisand and Hillary Clinton? They hate, like, that whole feminist, homosexual, you know, black right thing. That's why people make fun of black Republicans so much. It's because it's such an oxymoron.
Interesting. Thank you, John. Good call.
Take care.
Okay. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in here quickly. Dan, Aurora. Dan, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, they should look at these comments as compliments because they're just jealous because we all know that some of these people have been extreme, that these hate remarks have been vented towards, have been extremely productive citizens. And we all know that the Republicans who are in office, at least the current batch, haven't done a hell of a lot.
But,
well,
you know, so you think jealousy drives that?
Jealousy, fear, their religious leaders. You know, you see it, it's like you were talking about yesterday with the video game. You know, the images. You see enough images, and it becomes a reality. So, you know, that's what people think. You know, people don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's a intolerance You know, not being Christian, I can remember taking my share of butt whoopings because I wasn't of the correct religion, or I wasn't this, or I wasn't that. I mean, you know, heck, I was told by faith-based adoption agencies that I wasn't the right faith to adopt through them. You know, so, and I am an adoptive parent. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, and they do use race to win elections. There was this congressman. There is a congressman running. I can't think of what district.
Don't forget about Bob Beaupre's remark on NPR. That 70%
of black
women. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Have had abortions. That,
yeah.
I mean, that, you know, any of these guys, how they get as far in the party as they do, as a Republican, I can say that, is beyond me. It is absolutely beyond me. It is government for sale. It has nothing to do with ethics and morals.
And wait a minute. Let me ask you very quickly before we go. Let me ask you very quickly. Are you a Republican?
Yep.
Man, how do you tolerate being in the same party with these people?
Well, you know, I like being a thumb in their eye.
All right, Dan. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Whew. All right. Coming up next, you live in Aurora. You care about first responders? You live anywhere in Colorado, you care about first responders. Then you're going to want to hear this next half hour. And if you live in Aurora, you really ought to be ashamed.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 7. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1 and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Even program cars, all with special low.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Walmart is shaking up the pharmacy business. The retailers announced a pilot program in Florida that will offer employees and customers in the Tampa Bay area low-price prescriptions. Walmart, Sarah Clark.
We will be selling nearly 300 generic prescription medicines for $4 per prescription.
The company says it plans to expand the program to the rest of the state of Florida in January and then more states next year. Getting a driver's license, CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports it's not going to be the way it used to be under new federal security rules.
It's going to affect just about everybody in the United States.
You thought the lines at the DMV were long now?
The assumption is that everybody that now has a driver's license will have to be issued a new one.
And states will be required to verify all of the information you submit, like your birth certificate. William Pound of the National Conference on State Legislature says it will cost plenty.
Our estimate is that the costs over a 5-year basis will be about $11 billion.
The Department of Homeland Security will release its own cost estimate by the end of the year. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
Another billionaire is putting his money where his mouth is. British tycoon Richard Branson says he will put up $3 billion over 10 years to battle a critical environmental problem.
What we're pledging is that 100% of the profits from our 5 airlines and our train companies will be spent in tackling global warming.
Branson's pledge is part of the Clinton Global Initiative, which is a project of the foundation established by the former president. It was a smooth landing this morning. Atlantis returned to Earth.
We copy. We'll stop. Welcome back. Congratulations on return to assembly.
At the Kennedy Space Center, after emerging from the shuttle, Commander Brent Jett described the mission as a success.
It was a pretty tough few days for us, a lot of hard work.
a great team effort to get the station assemblies off restarted on a good note.
The shuttle's return delayed by a day after the crew spotted some unidentified floating objects, and NASA ordered more inspections of Atlantis to see if there was any damage. None was found. Survivors and those who lost loved ones in a Rhode Island nightclub fire more than 3 years ago are outraged at a plea agreement that sentences one owner to 4 years in prison and the other to community service. 100 people died in the blaze at the station, including Diane Matera's daughter.
How do you compare the pain and suffering of those poor victims to 500 hours of community service? I can't put it together.
New signs the economy is cooling. The conference board says its key index of leading economic indicators has slipped for the second straight month by 0.2%. And from the Labor Department today, 318,000 workers filed for jobless benefits last week. That's a jump of 7,000 from the week before. Now, checking out Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is down 6 points, while the NASDAQ is up about 1 point. This is CBS News.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsv.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write. The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A suspect is behind bars today accused of shooting and killing a veteran Aurora police detective. It happened around noon yesterday at the intersection of Montview and Peoria. 24-year veteran Mike Thomas was shot in the side while sitting in his car and died about half an hour later. Police, corrections officers, and citizens apprehended 27-year-old Brian Allen Washington at the scene.
We found out after the shooting that he was actively being sought by the Denver Police Department for a prior shooting that occurred on September 18th at the corner of 33rd Avenue and Pontiac Street, in which he fired into a car occupied by a woman.
Police Chief Daniel Oates says Thomas was on duty at the time for a training assignment. He says they're still seeking a motive.
I've already seen one press report that this was an incident of road rage. There is absolutely no evidence to indicate that that is the case at this time.
The suspect will appear in court this afternoon. He had, the officer, Thomas, had earned numerous awards from the department, including the Medal of Honor. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's been a really tough ride this morning due to the weather conditions. We've just cleared another wreck eastbound 6th at Federal, so your Lakewood Drive picking up now toward I-25. The problem we had on the Boulder Turnpike has also been moved out of traffic lanes, so you've got normal speeds there again east and westbound through Broomfield. In Aurora, we do have a clog northbound 225 at Mississippi from a new mishap, and we have another issue that's popped up on southbound 25 near 20th. Expect that to slow your drive toward downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, morning cloud.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
When you're driving to work, and also it's just going to be a wet day here along the Front Range. Where am I going here? I got to look for the right way to introduce this here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, after 9/11, we had newfound respect for first responders. I've always had police officers as friends, and I've known some firefighters too in my time, and also paramedics. We rely on them. A lot of times, we don't maybe agree with the laws. We don't like the laws. There are people who end up as police officers who shouldn't be police officers. There are people who end up as paramedics who shouldn't be paramedics. There are people who end up as firefighters who shouldn't be firefighters. But by and large, most of the firefighters and most of the police officers and most of the paramedics in this country and in this state are good folks, and we rely on them. I mean, who are you going to call when you get in trouble? Your house is on fire. You're not going to put it out yourself. You're going to call the fire department. If you have a crime committed against you, who are you going to call? You're not going to take the law into your own hands. You've got to call a police officer. And what's going on in Aurora is a terrible, terrible thing, what's being done to the police and the fire departments there. And I felt like, you know what, I got to get on the air, and we got to talk about this. Randy Rester is president of the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association, and Chuck Dreiling is a member of the negotiation team for the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association. Welcome to both of you. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. Start with you, Randy. Explain not only to people in Aurora who may be listening to this, but explain to people who, wherever they are, who can hear us, what exactly the city of Aurora, what exactly the city government is trying to do to you guys and to you men and women, and also how they're going about doing it.
Well, Jay, what they've done is they're basically trying to, for all intents and purposes, gut our civil service system. They're trying to take the power away from civil service and give it to themselves. Civil service was set up in Aurora in 1967 to protect such things that's going on right now. If you go back to the Pendleton Civil Service Act back in history, it was set up in all U.S. government to guard against exactly what they're trying to do now. There's four ballot issues that are going to be on the ballots this year. It's ballot questions number 2A, B, C, and D that basically are taking the power away from our civil service commissioners and commission and giving it to the police and fire chief.
So that they can just make uniform decisions without having to answer to anybody? Is that what it's about?
Well, there's very little. They talk about the guise of putting it under human resources. Well, I'm sure you've probably talked about what's just recently happened with our human resources department out there with the no criminal background checks.
Right.
The problem we have is we don't trust our city management. Not necessarily the council members, because I don't think the council members are being informed with all the information they need to make the proper decisions, but more by our city management. If you go back 2 years ago when we had the furloughs, we called them layoffs, they called it furloughs. Bottom line, we all were laid off over the holiday season of 2004. Your fire truck sat idle, your police car sat idle with no people to staff them. Basically what it was an attempt to balance the budget on the backs of all city employees, not just police and fire, but all city employees. The city had the opportunity to open our contract back up if we were truly in that type of situation. They had the opportunity to open our contract back up and go back and negotiate with us rather than to take the action that they did. They brought in an arbitrator. The arbitrator ruled in their favor that, yes, they could basically violate our contract, and they laid us off. All of us had basically 2 days on the beach with no pay.
Well, wait a minute. When you had 2 days on the beach with no pay, who was answering the calls?
What they did is do reduced staffing. There's a lot of things going on in Aurora that people don't realize, and I don't think the citizens realize, because if you look at it, we're the firefighters. We're the good guys. We don't speak up about everything that goes on out there. There's a lot of things that's going on every day in the city of Aurora that people don't realize, such as the fire chief has the ability and the authority to shut down three pieces of equipment, three apparatus, every day in the city of Aurora. He has that authority. Just last week, last Thursday, Engine 3, Engine 8, and Truck 10 was out of service. What they do is they shut down the rig and they rove the crews out to other stations throughout the city. Think of it basically as a rolling blackout of electricity. They can do that. They have the authority to do that. Well, during the furloughs, instead of shutting down three, they could go up to five rigs. Now, realize, Jay, we have 13 fire engines in the city of Aurora and four ladder trucks. So if he shuts down five rigs, do the math, five of 13. Now he can shut down three of the 13. That's better than 23% of the rigs on the street and crews that are there to respond to the calls in the city. So that's things that are going on right now in the city of Aurora. So obviously we have a trust issue with them being able to do the right thing. So when you look at these ballot questions, again, many things are going on out there that people don't know about. Such as something that just really struck a nerve in me, and I called up the mayor, and the mayor now knows about it, Mayor Tower. On 9/11, we had ceremonies in the city of Aurora to honor the fallen firefighters in New York City. One of the biggest ceremonies was at Vassar Elementary School. They had the military, the honor guard, the color guard, the police chief and his upper management came to this. The superintendent of Aurora Public Schools was at the Pentagon when the plane hit. He's here now. We had one of our firefighters go down there, sing the national anthem. Nobody from our fire management, the chief or his deputy chiefs, showed up at that memorial for that. We have the Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Colorado Springs. This past Saturday, we put 122 or 123, I don't remember the numbers, but 122 or 123 names on that wall of firefighters that have died in the line of duty. This is the International Association of Firefighters, Fallen Firefighters Memorial, 60 miles from here. Nobody from our management went down there. No chief or deputy chief showed up for that. So we have a real lack of commitment from these people to honor the tradition and the history of there. There's many other instances I can talk about of how we have a complete distrust in our city management. So when you look at this, these four ballot questions, there's a lot of history behind why we don't trust them to do the right thing. The very first thing there, and to me this is ludicrous, why would the voters of Aurora vote on November 7th of this year for a program that they don't even know what it's going to be until April 1st of 07? That's 6 months.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. Chuck, is your take on this basically the same?
Pretty much the same. It just a continuation of basically degrading the fire department. It's not the firefighters, it's the fire department. We feel it's been regressing. Instead of getting bigger and better as it has in the past, it seems to be going the opposite direction.
Why is Aurora in so much turmoil? Why is there so many stories of so much? And last night, I believe it was last night or yesterday, you have that auto detective who is, who's murdered. But there seems to be turmoil in the police department. There seems to be turmoil in the fire department at with you guys. And I mean, what in the world is going on over there?
Jay, the only thing I can say is it's a lack of trust between us and management. I keep coming back to, why do they keep attacking us on this? If anybody votes yes on any of these articles, it's a direct attack on every police and firefighter there. What we tried to do when this thing first came out, when all these initiatives came forward out of a committee that was there, is we tried to work with this committee. Obviously, the city council member that was head of this commission didn't want to talk to us. He gave us lip service, but basically the city council member didn't want to hear what we had to say. It took the mayor getting involved in this, and I'll have to say, Mayor Ed Tower has backed us on this 100%. He's even said that how could he ask the voters to come in and vote for something that he doesn't understand, or ask the voters to vote for something that he doesn't know what it's going to be until after they vote. The mayor has even made those comments that's here.
Who put these initiatives on the ballot?
The city council put it on the ballot.
Well, then they're part and parcel of it, too.
Well, the again, I don't think they have been given the full information on this. This came out from Councilmember Ryan Frazier and the police chief and fire chief. This came out of a committee with a full head of steam, full rolling, when we ever found out about it. We were not able to talk with him. We talked at one meeting. He graciously gave us about 3 minutes at one meeting to speak on this, and then we were able to meet before the another committee of all the council members when they had their study session. But this thing came out with a full head of steam, and we haven't had a chance to talk. And it took the mayor's intervention to get the management of this city, the city manager, deputy city manager, police chief, and fire chief, to sit down with us, and they graciously gave us 3 hours, 2 1.5-hour meetings, to try to hash out all these issues. Now, I'm not here to paint a rosy picture of this whole thing about we do have some issues at civil service that we're more than willing to sit down. But this is throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, it's basically an attack on organized labor is basically what it is. And
yes,
I just don't understand why anybody in this state or anybody who lives in Aurora would tolerate this or vote for this or be involved in it. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Randy Arrester, who is president of the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association. Chuck Dreiling, member of the negotiations team for the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association. If you live in Aurora or if you care about organized labor or about police and fire, and you want to ask some questions, 303-713-7600. Four lines are open. And there's just a lot of turmoil going on in Aurora. And, man, you know, I'm sure Aurora is a wonderful community. But, boy, you know, you can't straighten this stuff out. I mean, it's not exactly a recruiting poster to want to move there. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9, we'll come back with more of this. We got to get some solidarity here behind organized labor.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Romano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni. Discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. High today is 63 and rain out there. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about turmoil and we're talking about attacks on the organized labor going on in Aurora. Vis-a-vis the police and the fire, Randy Rester, president of the Aurora Firefighters Protective Association, Chuck Dreiling, member of the negotiations team for Aurora Firefighters Protective Association, and the turmoil that's going on there, and the attack by attack on organized labor, which is basically what this is. It doesn't make any difference what you do for a living. I mean, if you're you try to use your right to organize and try to, demand better conditions. What you do is in this country and apparently in this state and apparently in the city of Aurora is you get attacked. Let's go to Robert in Loveland who wants to bring up a management's role. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay.
Hi.
One of the things I want to talk about is that not just with organized labor but with labor in general, I think you're seeing a real trend in this country where management and or people in positions of power have basically taken a position of there's you and there's us. And because we are in the decision-making positions, you have no right to question us. You have no right to have ulterior feelings or ideas about how to run a situation. And, in fact, I think this is all coming about because they're taking the lead straight from the president, that you see people watching what the president has done, which is basically a philosophy of, I'm in a position of power, I can do whatever I want, you have no right to question me, and you're seeing this filtered down in all areas of business, not just in respect to unionized labor, but also labor in general. I just got fired from a job recently for sticking up for my own employees.
Oh, man. All right, you guys want to comment on this?
Yeah, Robert, you hit the nail on the head here. The term that Aurora likes to use is being on board. The fire chief has said that and the police chief has said that in numerous... all you have to do is go to the city website and pull up the meetings that are there, the minutes from the meetings. We make a joke about being on board. You must be on board. So that's our terminology for Aurora.
So you guys are going through basically what Robert's talking about is you're being attacked by management.
Exactly.
Well, we got to stand, Robert, we got to stand with these guys. I mean, this is my opinion. We got to stand with it, and we got to advise people in Aurora not to vote for these ballot initiatives because either we all stand together or we all fall down. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I agree 100%. And I'll tell you, Jay, one of the things that troubled me the most in, like, the last year was when I saw United Airlines get away with taking away the pensions of their previous employees, and there was no dramatic move to protest against that. I just thought that was a horrible situation, and I thought that was a situation that was going to start leading to more and more and more of this kind of stuff happening. And I agree with you 100% that people need to stand up. I mean, in the situation where I got fired, I worked in a small company. I had five fellow workers that I stood up for because they were being blamed for something they did not do. And those guys had a choice that day to stand up or sit down, and basically they sat down. Okay? And so I got scapegoated. I got fired for the situation. And it's like they didn't realize the power that they had at that moment. You know what I mean? That it really was a spur-of-the-moment decision of, What are you going to do? Are you going to stick up for yourself, or are you going to let yourself be browbeaten and intimidated by management into a situation that becomes unbearable? Because once you start letting that happen, it just gets worse.
Well, Robert, what they want from us is basically they've hid behind diversity issues, but obviously because we are not on board, we don't have diversity of thought. They want people that believes in them. They all carry the same message, and they're not open to our diversity and diversity of thought. Now, we realize on a fire scene, there are times where you are given an order. We're a paramilitaristic organization that's out there. There are times that you have to say, when a manager or one of the fire ground commanders comes and say, get this done, short of being illegal or something that's going to be really, really super unsafe, we get it done. And that's not what's at stake here for us. This is the 100% full, you have to believe everything we say, you have to be on board with us, and we all have to carry the same message. We realize that when the chief tells us to do things, we have to do it. And but this is not one of those things. This is something that we should be discussing. We should be working with management to do this. And I'll tell you right now, the position we're in right now is absolutely tearing me apart. I've been going on 26 years. I have never seen a management system as bad as what we have now. They're not open to us whatsoever. You're exactly right. They rule by threats, intimidation, and fear. We have. They keep talking about we only have a real few people talking about this. 15, 16 firefighters are the only ones that are bringing this up. I can tell you that we had a vote to go forward with this issue. It was 100%. I cannot recall that any time in my history of being here over 25, almost 26 years, that we have had a 100% vote yes to go forward with anything on this. It's totally an amazement to me of the way they're dealing with this. And I truly believe that the city council members have been given sold a bill of goods by their managers.
All right. Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right,
thanks. And you guys can't strike. I mean, that's morally and ethically, out of the question.
We can't strike, and we never would. That would be hurting the people of Aurora. We're here to serve and protect the people in Aurora. Our motto is, because life counts. We're going to be there. You know, when you call, we are going to be there, regardless of what's going on within the city. That's not in our makeup. That's not what we're about.
All right, if I live in the city of Aurora, and I want to get involved in this, and I want to help out, and also I want to get better informed over what this is all about, how do I do that?
You can go to our website, aurorafirefighters.org, and we keep that updated with information on what's going on within the city. We recently were given the ballot questions. We don't have those on the website as of yet. We should have it by the end of the day. But the ballot questions are going to be 2A, B, C, and D. All four of those will be on there for the November 7th ballot. And we have hired a company to help us. We've been ridiculed by several people in the city about money we're spending and all that and where the money's coming from and everything. We voted to spend basically, for lack of other terms, we have put back a war chest to handle anything like this. It's been going on for 20 years in case anything like that comes up. It's been alleged that the International Association of Firefighters are fronting all this. They're not. They haven't given us a dime.
Well, so what if they were?
It doesn't matter, but that's just one of the ways they're attacking. They're telling the people that we're not using our own money. I'm telling you now, the money that we're using to fight this came out of our own pockets that we put up ourselves in case something like this ever came forward to use that against whatever the issue was. This is a direct attack on every police and firefighter in Aurora that's there. This is nothing but a power grab by management to be able to control everything that they have that's out there. There's virtually no checks and balances on this system. Civil service was set up to keep this from happening. I know I keep repeating myself, but this is nothing more than trying to switch the power from our Civil Service Commission to the police and fire chiefs. And I'll even play devil's advocate on this. You know, Jay, what if now we had a good police and fire chief and we said, okay, we don't have a problem with that. We all know they're a dime a dozen. Next week we could get another one. What happens then? If this changes over, it's not just for this administration, it is for all future administrations. So on just the fly that we have someone we trust and we like and we're willing to follow behind, what happens when he leaves?
Yeah, and there's a lot of turnover in your field and leadership.
That's true.
Happens a lot.
I don't know how many fire chief or police chiefs have changed in Aurora in the past 3 years, but there's been quite a few.
Well, everybody in the public knows there's trouble over there. I mean, everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And I have people who are cops here in Denver who tell me that people are bailing out over there, bailing out in the Aurora Police Department and trying to get on with the DPD because they're sick of all of the turmoil and problems that are going on over there.
Don James, the Aurora Police Association president, told me that Denver has actually entertained the idea of holding a separate Aurora-only police academy where they could bring them on if this thing goes through. They're actually looking at recruiting from Aurora, which saves Denver money, and they're getting well-trained officers already there. But obviously he couldn't be here today due to what's happened in Aurora.
All right, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for coming by. I urge everybody to go to your website. Give it again.
AuroraFirefighters.org.
And check it out, particularly if you live in Aurora, check it out. This is just wrong. It's just wrong. This is definitely, definitely wrong. Thank you both for coming by and sharing some time with us.
Thanks, Jay, for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. 9:32, 28 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, with the last report on what has been a rough, wet morning.
It sure has, but we are wrapping it up with just a minor problem in Aurora, northbound 225 and Mississippi. Heavy volume continues southbound 2538 to Spears. You could well expect trying to get into downtown. We had like the third wreck of the morning at 20th Street, but that's out of the way now. No other major setbacks on freeways. Just keep top of mind the big surface street project they're doing along Quebec. Both directions affected between Orchard and Barrie. It's a real mess, so you could use Yosemite or I-25 around it today.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Until I went...
The thing about a life experience, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo, for life. This is the true survival account of Elizabeth Malson, a member of the Volvo Saved My Life Club. To hear the rest of her experience, please visit DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With the Aurora Firefighters, go to am760.net, download it. It's on podcast. Indicate our number 4. That'd be the 9 o'clock hour. 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. I got two lines open. Tomorrow we hope to have on a representative of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, in which they have released their second annual Most Corrupt Members of Congress report. Marilyn Manson Musgrave is turned up on that list, and we hope to have them on to talk about her. And we hope to have on the next a congressman from Maryland's district, which won't be Maryland, Angie Piccioni, and we'll get her on, hopefully, to talk about this. That's tomorrow. Also, we have Christy Harvey, and I'll ask her if she went and saw any of the movies I recommended. Plus a whole lot more. But right now, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Anything we've covered in the first 3 hours of the show, from domestic violence, illegal immigration, to my comments about Hugo Chavez, to whatever it is that you want to deal with. That's what we're here for. And... I got to ask this. I want to ask a question that has to do here with music, because I read an article about this woman yesterday, and I've never heard any of her music, and I don't know, John, if you're even familiar with her. She's on a, I guess it's a small record label. I don't know. Is Matador Records like a really a big label? I don't know. Yeah, see, I've never heard of it either. Her name is spelled C-H-A-N. But it's pronounced Sean. And I think it's Sean Matthews or Sean Mason or something like that. Is anybody familiar with her music? And I may have her last name totally wrong, but there was an article yesterday about her in the New York Times, in the arts section. And she sounds really intriguing. She's had depression problems, she's had alcohol problems, but she's apparently now gotten her life straight and has this album out and is touring again after not touring and spending time in the hospital. Matador Records. John's going to look her name up. And I just wonder if anybody knows, because I don't know what radio stations would play her music. I don't know. She's kind of a folk. Would it be like a folk, indie folk artist or something? And I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I can't remember her last name. That's Matthews or Mason or something like that. Do you see anybody on that Matador website that fits that? Still looking. John's looking. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I just wonder if there's anybody out there who is familiar with this woman's music. And basically, I guess what I'm asking here is should I invest the money to buy the CD and check her out? And you're probably going to say, well, gee, Jay, I mean, what's the big deal? Just spend the money. Go ahead and do it. But I buy too many books and CDs. I got to curb my addiction here. So, anyway, if anybody knows, call me. No, it's her name, Sean, but it's spelled C-H-A-N, I think. It was in yesterday's New York Times arts section. All right. Anyway, we'll see if we can come up with her name. And then maybe if I get the right name, maybe somebody will respond. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I love the show with those firefighters on. They have my respect and gratitude. They do a great job. They usually go in homes and buildings when people are coming out. Watched them in 9/11, same thing. Sad part of it is they're very... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the sad part of it is, Jay, that you have a situation where right after the 9/11 tragedy, Bush was hugging the firefighters and the police, and then it turns around a couple months later, they're on the Larry King show, and they're fighting to try to get some decent money. They're living on the entry level in New York is $31,000. Most expensive, one of the most expensive towns in the country to live at, and they barely can do it. And they're not getting any help from the administration, not getting any help from the mayors and that type of thing. But this is a whole culture. I would like to ask the firefighters if they're union or if they're just a fraternal order.
It would be like a union.
Okay. I noticed that he was hesitant to talk about the fact that he might have got some help from a larger order, and it sounded like his hesitation was because he didn't want the people to think that it was a union. And that's
no,
the whole...
you know what? I don't think that's it. I think the thing is that they're trying to play that fear in Aurora, and what he's saying is that what they're saying about them getting help from the International Firefighters Union is not true, and that they're using their own money. But, you know, as I said to him, so what if you are? What difference does it make? How does that affect the issue one way or the other?
Well, how it affects the issue is they brainwash the public so much, Jay, that when you say union, most people's veins in their neck start bulging out. And it goes back to a bigger picture. I mean, you've got auto workers losing their pension, losing their jobs. You've got... airline pilots, airline employees losing their pension, losing their health care, losing their jobs. And it's a big picture of this administration, Grover Norquist. They meet once a week to come up with the talking points in Washington, and it spreads out to all the Fox and MSNBC, and that's what's reported. But the big picture of it is I've been associated with unions for over 30 years, and I know people that we've got a unionized brewery up here, and probably over half the unionized employees are Republican. And they think that, you know, it doesn't matter who's in charge in Washington. It doesn't matter who's in charge in Denver, who's governor, who's the mayor, who's this. And when you have a Republican administration and you check out Aurora, I'll bet you the mayor is Republican. And so is the city council. They don't like working people. It doesn't matter whether they're firemen or the sanitation worker or the clerk there. I've talked to other Republicans, and they just hate government across the board. They don't like workers. It doesn't matter whether they're working for a municipality or if they're working for Ford. They almost cheer when they hear these guys are losing their jobs because they don't get it. So they don't want these auto workers to get it.
Yeah,
and it's
you know,
all this, it's a whole atmosphere in this country going on.
I agree 100% about that. And you know what? When I was in a union, I worked with all these people who were right wing, all these conservatives, and you're right, they'd vote against their own self interest at the ballot box
all the time.
All the time, and then they'd act like this. Well, you know, these union negotiations are serious. And I'd always, you know, scratch my head and wonder what game was being played there. And you're right, there is like this anti, you know, business has gotten the upper hand on labor, and they've gotten a hold of the federal government like there's no tomorrow, and they're punishing.
The builders down.
They're punishing working people. There's no question about that. And you know, they try to disguise it. Oh, you know, listen to those people over there. They're engaging in class struggle. You know what? No. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that people who work for a living deserve an honest shake, and that, you know, these same people take Labor Day off, and they have, health insurance, and they've got, safety in the workplace, and they've got all this stuff. And who got all this stuff for them?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
You know,
it's the unions.
Yeah, no Republican ever got this stuff for them. No,
or it was a combination of the unions working with a friendly Democratic administrations that saw the plight of the working man. We have labor problems with the police department here in Fort Collins. They're undermanned by 25 to 30 officers. And it's a situation where we're dumping all our money into Iraq, $300 million a day, up to $2 billion a week. And these people, including firefighters and police officers, they vote Republican. They don't see the issue. I totally support their cause and that type of thing, but they have to understand that labor is being attacked, and their labor, that's where these people miss the boat. They don't think that they're part of the big picture. And the police officers up here are seeing it. I mean, it's across the whole country.
I agree, and I'll tell you something. The next GOP reactionary type person who calls me up and says, and starts railing against unions, I'll go, okay, like let's just erase everything that they've fought for and acquired, and we'll start by putting your child to work, okay?
Exactly.
And you know what? And we'll pay them nothing, and then we'll see how you feel about it. Kevin, thanks, man. Great
call. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Three lines open. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? By the way, the woman I was talking about is Sean Marshall. She's got a nickname. No, it's pronounced Sean. It looks Shan, but it's pronounced Sean. Sean Marshall, and what is her nickname? Cat Power? Is that what her nickname is?
That's what it looks like. Everything I found about her had Cat Power kind of attached to it, and there's greatest hits by Cat Power. So I think the name of her band is Cat Power, but the artist is Sean Marshall.
Okay, anybody know anything about her? I just want to know if her recent CD that she got out now is worth checking out. 9:47, 13 minutes away from 10, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're not going to go to Sean Marshall. We're going to go to Rick Morgan with a look at progressive traffic.
Thanks, Jay. A pretty good drive right now. A little bit crowded still. Southbound I-25 coming down from I-70. Earlier problems around 20th, adding to that, but they should be out of your way. And a decent drive through the bridges right now, in and out of the tech center. Shouldn't have any trouble. Good speeds on 225 across Aurora. I-70 looks pretty good on both sides of town. Through Thornton and North Glen, a little crowding, mainly southbound around 84th, but no major delays right now. Boulder Turnpike looks good, and no worries in and around Boulder for you right now. As far as weather goes, looks like most of the rain's moved out for now, but still have cloudy skies throughout the day. Chance of showers still, a high of 66. Cloudy tonight, scattered showers overnight, low 38, and then partly cloudy and chilly tomorrow with a few showers and a high of only 53. Right now it's 51 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you.
No doubt about it, the Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much, when I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Inventory of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs. I mean, they got a huge selection, over 500 vehicles on the lot, anything you can think of. Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Dodge, Nissan, Ford, Chevy. I mean, they've got it all. You just got to go out there and look. And they've got their matching down incentive going on now, up to $1,500. You put $15 down, they'll put $15, and it's like having $3,000 towards your next vehicle. All my friends work out there. I mean, I'm friends with these guys, you know, with Tom and Marvell. Sure, they're great people. Spanky Herrera, I love them. Freddie Labrato's a good guy. I mean, they're all good guys. Gerard Menard, all of them out there work very, very hard. Jim Monroe, they all work very, very hard. There's over 100 people working out there. It would take me like a long time to read off all of the people. Ziggy in the Tower of Power, and Colby in the Tower of Power, and Isaac in the Tower of Power, and Roger and Rick in the Tower of Power. I mean, they're just really, really good people. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, you know what? Get out there and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. You just really can't go wrong.
Most people think of McStain as a green home-building company. And they're right. We're from Boulder. We just can't help ourselves. For 40 years, we've been proponents of smart growth and environmentally friendly building practices. But the truth is, we're not just green. We've been told we're also kind of sexy. We've had perfect strangers tell us it was love at first sight. When they turned the corner and saw those Victorian scalloped shingles wrapped around that dormer, well, that's all it took. For some, it was the bamboo floors. For others, the craftsman interior wood trim around the windows. And to think we spent all that time trying to explain the energy efficiencies of wet-blown cellulose insulation and the structural advantages of engineered lumber. Don't get us wrong, we're still green, but we must have something else going on. If you'd like to get to know us better, visit McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phone, so it's 303-713-7600. Let's go to Elise in Denver, who has my answer about Sean Marshall. Elise, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just got in my car, turned on the radio, and heard you talking about Cat Power, a.k.a. Sean Marshall. And I don't really know what the context was. You mentioned her, but I love her music. She's fantastic.
Well, there was this big article yesterday in the arts section in the New York Times about her, and you know, she struggled with alcoholism, with depression, and she's apparently now, after being in the hospital, has got her act together, and is back out on the road. And they mentioned her current CD that's out, and I thought, you know, listen, this sounds pretty interesting. I thought I'd ask somebody if they knew about her and whether, excuse me, whether I should go and you know, get her CD.
Oh, absolutely. If her current CD is the one that I got last year, it's called The Greatest, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably her best CD. And the other one that you have to get is called The Covers Album. And she does these great covers. One of them, she does Satisfaction, Rolling Stones. And she just, she's just great. She's kind of folky, but really quirky and has a really haunting voice. And she's fantastic. I love Power.
Now, how did you find out about her?
It was probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I just heard, you know, it was word of mouth. I heard about her from some of my friends, and I actually saw her live. I was living in New York a few years ago and saw her live, and it was a pretty entertaining show. I mean, she's great. She's, like I said, really, really quirky and kind of shy and hilarious, but really, really quiet, and just a really interesting person, I think.
And how does... She doesn't get any airplay, though. I mean, there are no radio stations that play her, right?
I seriously doubt it, unless it's like an indie college station or something, but I don't think so. I think, you know, she plays really small venues, and it's all just, you know, she's got a following, and it's kind of the indie scene, and she's great.
See, that's why I think music radio is killing itself. I think that's why I think it's committing suicide, because, you know, with the exception, and I don't have to say this, I'm just going to say it, with the exception of KBCO,
mm-hmm.
there's just not much out there that's very interesting.
Yep, I totally agree. That's really the only radio station I listen to for music, really. That's about it. And everything else is just, like, word of mouth, or if I like something and it's on a certain record label, then I'll look on, you know, the web and get other references and look at my friends' blog, maybe, and get ideas from them, and it's just, yep, it's all about just networking, and I don't get anything from music radio, no offense to them, but, yeah.
Yeah, they're killing themselves. I mean, KBCO is standing against the tide, but the majority of what's out there is basically mediocrity and the same stuff over and over again, and it's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know? I have to give you some, because I started listening to Calexico because of, I heard you talking about that.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Calexico's great.
Yeah. Well, I think if you like them, you'll really like Cat Power, so you should definitely check out some of her music.
Yeah, and John says Calexico's got a brand new album out as well.
Oh, sweet.
Which I didn't know. John, I didn't even know you were into Calexico. I've seen them.
I'm really not, but I did see the CD. I was at a CD shop a couple days ago, and I saw it out on the new releases, so I thought you might like to know.
Yeah, I've seen them live before. They're great.
And you know what, Jay? I know that you, I don't know if you ever got into it. I know you're debating the iTunes thing, but I have to say that purchasing music on iTunes, they'll make recommendations for you, and a lot of times they're right on, so that's another way to do it. And they've got a lot of, you know, not mainstream stuff on iTunes.
Yeah, but I like having CDs.
Yeah, I know.
I do. I'm addicted to it, and before that I was addicted to buying vinyl.
I know.
You know? I can't give it up.
I still buy vinyl at thrift stores.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm sure that Mary hears this conversation, and she's going, well, you just bought 3 books on Iraq, and now, you know, you're talking about coming home and ordering Cat Power, but you know what? I just got to do it.
Do it. Do it.
I just got to do it. Elise, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. Thanks. Take care.
Okay, take care. Boy, she remembers me talking about Calexico. That was like years ago. Over on the other radio station. All right. 30 seconds, Flo. Go. Flo?
Hello?
You got 30 seconds.
All righty.
It's yours. Take it.
Yes. Jay.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm Flo.
Hi.
And I am calling in response to your first hour in regard to domestic violence.
Sure.
Women are also responsible. I have a sister who attacked me, choked me. I called a police officer. She almost attacked her. She also broke, I don't have any proof positive of this, but she broke the orbit of my mother's eye.
Whoa, so, you know what? That's pretty spooky. All right, listen, I got to run because I'm out of time, but you call me again tomorrow after 9 o'clock. We'll get into this more, and I appreciate the call. And you're right, there are women out there who act irrationally and are involved in violence. Thanks, Flo. Appreciate it.
Righto.
Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at American.